Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some good news out of the gates right now. Vladimir Putin has come out and said no immediate need to invade eastern Ukraine leaves threat dangling, though they've taken over the Crimea. And of course, our media has already said for 2 days that Russia has completely invaded the Ukraine itself. Reuters and AP ran with those headlines that we covered on the Sunday transmission. David Knight did a great job covering the show yesterday. I'm not really taking a spring break off with my family, but I am going to be taking a few days off next week probably, and or maybe Friday. So you'll have live transmissions here, though, with David Knight and the rest of the crew if I do take some time off. Quite frankly, I end up taking a time off from radio just to get other things done with the operation and a bunch of stuff we're getting ready to launch, and then to try to spend a little more time with the family. Obviously, and other family issues that have been going on outside of my immediate family. So that's why I wasn't here yesterday, but I am here today, ladies and gentlemen, in studio, and we are going to be on air for the next 3 hours, and I do intend to cover a smattering of the top stories, obviously, but we are also going to be taking a lot of your phone calls here on the broadcast as well. And getting into just the good, the bad, and the ugly of the news. We've also got incredible stories out of San Antonio and other areas of the country where people filming the police at 100, 200 yards away are being arrested for interfering with police. And it's just an unprecedented attack on the First Amendment. We've got some of that video and audio coming up today. And then interesting articles like this one. Scientists can now control flies' brains with lasers, flickering lights, not just in insects, but in mammals and higher-order mammals like humans. That's why you had Pokemon 15 years ago causing seizures in the U.S. and Japan. Sometimes over 10,000 kids a pop when it would air. A new episode would flop around on the ground. That's an example of just what flickering lights can do. Low-tech type technology. So this is the type of issue that we're dealing with, and I'm trying to get the public to think about, because now they're going into data over power lines, interfacing with regular light bulbs, and then using a subconscious detectable flicker rate to communicate with your computer. So that's a way to jack into your house and control things. The new computers are coming out to interface with these, whether you like it or not. But then the studies show it as a second Trojan horse use of actually manipulating the human brain. And I talk about this stuff, and people laugh about it. This is mainstream news. This is not my opinion. That's what's so frustrating, is that we are living in the Buck Roger age. But the general public thinks we're in 1950 and doesn't understand that they don't just remote control roaches and flies with lasers. They can put microchips in their brains and use them like remote controls. You can do that with a human as well. And now we got threatened to be sued, and we said, go ahead and sue us. They backed off 3 years ago when we ran a story about microchips to be in all the new controlled substance schedule drugs, painkillers, you name it. Now they're coming out with them, and it's actually happening. And it reports back to your doctor when you took it and what you did. But they didn't want the public knowing about that at the time. So they said, we're going to sue you if you don't take your article down about this. And we said, go ahead. This is your admitted patent. You're doing it. But see, they didn't want it known then to have a pre-debate. They wanted to roll it out the way they wanted to sell the slaves on it. And now they're doing that. I mean, that's just one more example of thousands. It's a total insane Trojan horse takeover. We're going to discuss it all. The economy, what's happening with the stock market, Ukraine, all of it, your phone calls, special guest coming up.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Yeah, hold on to the good times, my friends. Crank it up. For what you are about to receive. We are the dealers.
We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need.
You know, I deal in truth. I deal in reality. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with the great InfoWars Nightly News team doing a fantastic job. And, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a live Sunday transmission. Here we are on this live Tuesday, already the fourth day. The fourth day of March, 2014, and we are going to have open phone calls throughout the transmission for first-time callers today, and we have a guest popping in who won his lawsuit against the NSA and others that were threatening him and threatening his First Amendment, so he just sued them and has now had a victory. He's going to be popping in, and we always love folks that are standing up for free speech and true liberalism in the vein of Thomas Jefferson, not in the authoritarianism of the race-based, class envy-based, class warfare-based system of the Democratic Party with its cohorts in the Republican blue blood echelon that are on their way out. And polls show that all across the country, not just in Texas, the power structure is shaken to its very core. Reuters says Texas vote in primaries shaken by Tea Party influence across the nation. Blue blood Republicans are being removed from office, are being devastated, despite the fact that they have massive, massive funding. Sure, somebody like John Cornyn can probably still stay in using their incumbent power, but many others are falling. Texas went to the polls today in primary elections, where top candidates for governor were expected to post easily wins, as favorites of the conservative Tea Party movement are trying to topple established Republicans in several races. U.S. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican, will win his race easily, opinion polls show. Attorney General Greg Abbott, the leading Republican candidate for governor, and State Senator Wendy Davis, the top Democratic Party candidate, were also expected to win by wide margins in the primaries. Voting closes at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Runoff elections will be held May 27th. The election marks a change of the guard for the Republicans, with long-serving Governor Rick Perry not seeking re-election, perhaps to pursue a presidential run in 2016. Republicans dominate the state house and have not lost a statewide election since 94. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has emerged as one of the leaders of the Texas Republicans, pushing politics in the already conservative state even further to the right. How about towards the Constitution? Analyst said he's the favorite of the Tea Party movement, which is considered both conservative and libertarian, and also populist and advocating for a smaller government and tax cuts. Sounds like Marilyn Monroe's dimensions to me politically. Smaller government tax cuts spells massive growth in economy, massive prosperity, massive money in your bank account with you deciding how to spend it, which equals freedom and voting with dollars. And I just love it, love it, love it. And spells an end to the Cloward and Piven, bankrupt the country, make us all dependent on government cheese. No, thank you. I don't want it. And it goes on in the article to admit that Tea Party people are winning many of the primary races or are lined up to do that. So that's very exciting news. When you've got the Republican elite and the Democratic elite all lined up against the Tea Party, you know where to go. Not saying they're a panacea. Not saying it's perfect, not saying that it's the answer to all our problems, but it's the best thing
there is out there and scares the system to its core because it's pro-gun, pro-family, pro-sovereignty, pro-states' rights. And if the idea of private property and guns and making your own choices and running your own life ever infects in the Democratic Party mind, the, quote, minorities that are really the majority in this country now, it's game over for the New World Order. If we ever stop identifying on race, like Martin Luther King said, and start identifying on ideas, it's game over, ladies and gentlemen, for the establishment. Now, I'm going to get into the huge developments of the stock market, huge developments in Russia, some good developments in Ukraine with Putin, at least for now. This may be a fint, though. It may be, I guess, a juke, as they call it. He may be zigging to the left when he's really about to go to the right. It may be a foil, maybe a gambit, but he's saying no immediate need to invade eastern Ukraine leaves threat dangling. Just like, I'm not a rocket scientist, folks, but you know, I told you 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, whenever Piers Morgan on Sunday it came out was going to be basically stepping down from his failed primetime Larry King slot after 3 years. I said, watch, he'll do a monthly magazine show with top celebrities. That was announced a few days ago. I'm not bragging. That's the standard deal. They don't want to admit they failed trying to have a snot-nosed, know-it-all elitist from a foreign country tell us how horrible we are and that we're redneck scum all day, if we believe in any basic freedom. That wasn't a hard prediction. It happened. And it wasn't a hard prediction that Putin would take over the Crimea with the gas pipelines and their only deep water port in that area, where it's 70%+ Russian. And almost everybody else is pro-Russian in the area, and it's been part of Russia in different parts of history. And that then if the Ukrainians were stupid enough to attack the Russians, that they would then respond and take half the country up to the border of the river and the capital of Ukraine, Kiev. That's standard military procedure. And if they were dumb enough, as I said Sunday, to respond to it, as NATO was talking about, and front headlines of, quote, Putin invades all of Ukraine and is taking the country, then he would have the moral high ground to try to roll in and take half the country. And if they continue to try to have unrest and destabilize it, Putin will take half the country. And I'm not, again, lionizing. I'm not romanticizing Vladimir Putin. But they're not the ones, with George Soros quarterbacking the operation with the State Department, that started this whole faux revolution. There's real beefs there. There's real historical, ethnic, and religious differences. And, you know, maybe Ukraine needs to be broken into. I don't know. The point is, it's not like it's being broken into to create some new independent country that would be like Switzerland. I'd love it. They got great land, great culture, a great history. Be like Switzerland. Be independent. You'll be Switzerland in 50 years. You're not going to do that. You're going to be absorbed by something even worse than the Russian Confederation. You're going to be absorbed now by the EU. I mean, talk about a bad situation. Talk about a bad deal. Talk about somewhere that we don't want to go. Anybody. No one wants to be part of the EU. When I say we don't want to go there, England never got a vote, and 80-some percent of their laws are made by the EU. The U.S. has now done treaties under Bush and Obama to let the EU decide a lot of stuff that's going on, the Transatlantic Partnership, as it's called. None of us want to be part of the EU. It's like the thing. It's the core of the New World Order, the global takeover, and it's just taking over, metastasizing, shooting out slimy, acid-filled tentacles, dragging us like so many husky sleigh dogs into be absorbed. And if you haven't seen The Thing, you don't know what I'm talking about. So that's all coming up. But I wanted to get into the race baiting first, and I meant to do this a few days ago. Now I'm going to have John Bound, who's a great researcher, do a video in the next few days, and I'm going to have Paul Watson, who's a great researcher, do an article, or any of my other writers who want to do it, do an article, because I know the history of it, but I want to get all the mainstream government documents, all the news articles, all the photos, all the videos, all the debates, and create. I may do a cover story next magazine on the Democratic Party, the party of the Ku Klux Klan. In fact, now I'm not just saying an article. I'm going to do a whole magazine on this to show how they tried to block the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, They have the votes in there to show how they then openly said in letters, LBJ and others, we've got to flip because the Republicans have already had the minority supporting them since the Civil War. They're going to give these people all their rights and the Republican Party is going to take over. So we got to flip our stuff and just say the minorities, we'll give you everything. We'll give you free money and then break up their families and control them. And they did that. And they know that. And that's why Ed Schultz attacked us on MSNBC. I'm going to play this clip coming up. That's why other White House front groups came out and attacked us over the weekend. Media Matters, you name it. Because this is really getting close to where they're at. So they have to act like, ha, ha, ha. It's preposterous. They say fish swim in the ocean. They say drones are in the skies of America. They say the Affordable Care Act was written by offshore insurance companies. It's going to increase your prices and has death panels. I mean, it does, but you know, these guys are all discredited. So that's all the stuff that's going on and unfolding. They are so scared of this that I just want them to know, hey, Schultzy, baby, we're going to do video reports every week the next few months obnoxiously. We're going to get the congressional film footage. We're going to show the Grand Dragons and the Democratic senators. We're going to show everything. Margaret Sanger saying we got to take over, poses liberals to kill these black people. And I'm just going to bang the drum up one side and down the other and see how you like it. By the way, Dinesh D'Souza's new movie is actually about this. I've confirmed from folks involved with it. Leave it at that. I could tell by the promo what it was going to be about. Even though it didn't ever say that, I could see where it was going. And that's why they're trying to put him in jail. This is the black arrow to Smog. And guess what, baby? I've got it hoisted back, and I'm already let go. You're going down, you big, fat, degenerate Grand Dragon. You got that? It's over, scum! Alex Jones here, back live on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. All right, continuing with this key historical breakdown that we're going to put in a special video report that's going to air here on the radio show Friday. And we're going to do special reports for the next 8 weeks, every week, on the Democratic Party and its history of hardcore racism, lynching, murders, and absolute total evil. Because you have to understand, folks, the Democratic Party was only a party in the Deep South after Reconstruction and the Civil War. Civil War, Reconstruction. It was the Republicans that were the abolitionist party. That means abolishing slavery. And by the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act that the Republicans got through in the early 60s, the Democrats on record realized that we're going to only be a party of the South. It's over for us. We give out freebies to poor whites to vote for us. We've got to shift this now and still be over poor whites, but also minorities and have a great society. We'll get to break up their families, not let them have men in the house. We'll put them in prison. Don't worry, but we'll make them think that they're our friends. That's the Rockefeller Foundation plan, by the way, of the 1920s and Margaret Sanger on record. We're going to have all the quotes of in letters about going out and posing as liberals, hiring all the black ministers to then sell their people into slavery. And we're going to have all those quotes, all those letters. We're putting some on screen right now if you're a TV viewer of LBJ saying, quote, these Negroes, they're getting pretty uppity these days. And that's a problem for us since they've got something now they never had before, the political pull to back up their uppityness. Now we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something, just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. If we don't move all in, their allies will line up against us, and there'll be no way of stopping them, and we'll lose the filibuster, as Democrats said that then, and there'll be no way of putting a brake on all sorts of wild legislation. It'll be Reconstruction all over again. So when Ed Schultz and Rachel Maddow get up there and go, the Republicans are the party of racism in the South, and that's all they're going to be is a regional party now as we bring in 30 million illegals to take over the country. They are actually doing what the Republican Party did in the 1860s and were doing again in 1960 with Eisenhower taking over. And so they shifted like a judo move and threw the Republicans right through the wall and took all the minorities, everybody, by doubling down on race politics, which they were the experts in. And that's why Ed Schultz and others are so scared of this. They all know this. That's why you tune in. It's race this, race that, race. Because they're trying to make the Republicans what they always were. And when they got all the minorities saying, hey, we'll give you unlimited free welfare. The Republicans just want to give you freedom to be an American. We're going to give you free goods. So they doubled down, took over. And now they've completely sold everybody out. And now they're trying to fully extinct any opposition, libertarian, Republican, they don't care, to consolidate their control. And that's why they are so scared right now. Because if this fact comes out, it's over for them. It's over for them if everybody becomes a party of liberty and freedom. And that's why you vote, but not on your race. Then the establishment, including Republican leadership, have got a big problem. And when they made it racially based and the Democrats did that, Republicans actually bought into it and did become kind of the party of white people. Because the Democrats have been the party of white people. The Republicans have been the party of the Republic. And everybody has equal rights on record. But they got so judo moved by the Democrats and the freebies and everything that they went, okay, all we do have now is the white people. Okay, we'll kind of play along with that a little bit. Do you understand that? We're going to go out to break with Ed Schultz here and then come back and analyze it. But listen to how desperate he is right now.
And in Pretenders tonight, the outrageous Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. Carlson and Jones say they've blown the hood off the Democrats' KKK movement. Part-time news host and 9/11 truther joined forces to bemoan the white man's persecution.
We all have been conditioned as Republicans or as libertarians or as white people to be, oh my gosh, we're loving, you know, we're not racist. Yes, please, you know, do whatever. I'm sorry, I'm white. Beat ourselves with whips on the head. And then meanwhile, the Democrats have just recreated the Ku Klux Klan movement, but they've done it with minorities.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. I wish there weren't. The federal government takes sides and hands out spoils based on your skin color.
Really? Their contention is divided between racism and baseless comments. Americans of all colors receive government assistance. Jones and Carlson would love to race bait away the data. If these two talkers believe a KKK caper is the winning strategy, they keep on pretending.
We're going to come back and break it down. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, but it's not baseless. And I'm going to analyze that entire video when we come back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hard to turn beautiful music like that off. Alex Jones here back live. Let's just finish up with the race baiting. Channel MSNBC and the Democratic Party. And then we will produce the historical news reports compiling all the historical facts to absolutely create the truthful weapon system to try to counter their history of unmitigated racial division and sectarian balkanization in this country. Now, when you look at the Ed Schultz news piece that we just played part of, everything he says is formulaic. The part-time news host, a guy that has a show on the weekend on Fox News that has more viewers than the top three MSNBC shows combined. And the guy who heads up a huge alternative real news site that has more viewers than MSNBC.com does. You can look it up. Daily Caller has more visitors. So do we, by many times, on Alexa.com and other metrics. He's just a part-time news host. And he teams up with a 9/11 truther. That's meant to say, hey, Tucker Carlson shouldn't be hanging around with this super hardcore liberal. Alex Jones. No, I question the official story of 9/11. I question arming al-Qaeda to attack Syria. I know they're letting these groups attack us bare minimum to take our liberties. And Tucker Carlson, in an upcoming interview we haven't aired yet, it'll air Friday, the in-studio interview, it's going to be a special production because I'm going to add clips to it, backing up everything I say. He said, no, they have used 9/11 to take our liberties and to enslave us. No one can deny it. That's what I'm saying. Don't let them use terror to take our liberties. Don't let them use the Gulf of Tonkin, back to LBJ, to get us in the Vietnam War. They let crises destroy our liberty, regardless of whether they're real, manufactured, provocateured, whether they opened the door, did the whole thing, regardless it was used. And so every time they attack me on MSNBC or Raw Story or Media Matters, they say 9/11 truther. As if that's something to demonize, and then they connect it to the Republican Party. When I'm not about the Republican Party, I'm about opposition. If the Republican Party was taking over and doing all this, I would support any opposition to it. I didn't like stuff Bush was doing and was a giant critic. The Democratic Party, though, is a nasty organization at the top. They have a lot of nice people in it. And folks, they're Democrats because their granddaddy was a Democrat. And a lot of the biggest redneck, right-wing people I know, and quite frankly, some of the few racists I know, are Democrats, folks, growing up and currently. They're the kind of guys that'll make little comments and stuff. The only people I've ever heard that are white that have made racial comments are Democrats. I can say that unequivocally. And that's well known to anybody that actually studies politics. And that is what is so frustrating about all this. Then they say, oh, you're racist, Republicans, if you don't let 30 million more illegals be legal and bring their families in, which signs our death warrant to the whole world, just come here, and then once you get here, you get free welfare, can have your babies for free. That's the incentive to come here and go with the Democrats and Republican leadership that's for it as well, because they work for the same globalist. I mean, that is suicide. Imagine if Mexico said, come here, everything's free. You would have hundreds of millions of people doing everything they could to buy a plane ticket to come to Mexico. Mexico has the most draconian immigration laws in our hemisphere. Well, in the Americas, to be technical. From all the way from Chile up to Alaska. Right through Canada, folks, there no one has immigration laws as strong as Mexico. Look it up. It's on record. Immigration laws. Guys, search. Mexico has toughest immigration laws in the Americas. It'll be a university paper, guaranteed. Mexico has the toughest, or New York Times headline, Mexico has shameful immigration pass as well, like America does when we're the most wide open country. This is political suicide, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to bring in an unlimited group of people to take our guns, you name it. But getting back to Tucker Carlson and the attack on he and I working together, just in a friendly way, him coming on air. They want to dictate who can go on whose show. Most of the time when MSNBC or Media Matters attacks, it's like, a Republican congressman come on Alex Jones's show. Ooh, Ted Cruz came on. Oh, Rand Paul did. Oh, Ron Paul did. Don't talk to that kook. They don't want what they see, the radicalization of a hardcore liberal like myself and Thomas Jefferson vein, a real liberal. Hardcore liberal, bleeding heart, on fire with wanting to animate humanity and liberate humanity and have maximum individual freedom, maximum diversity, maximum choice, maximum tolerance. But that means you don't tell me how to live either. Maximum don't put me in a box. I am a flaming liberal, folks. Flaming. Flaming. I love all the big liberal philosophers. You read them, they sound like hardcore libertarians or constitutionalists. That's because our founders were reading all of that, folks, in Latin. They were into all that. They were the flower of the Renaissance. We need to rediscover our birthright. It was never perfectly implemented, but to that point was the greatest idea ever that led to so many other forms of liberation. The problem is then it just gets co-opted when the whites stop using race politics to control things. And then the groups that said, oh, we just want equality, they start using it themselves because it's a good way to take over if you're not actually free market and about free association. Be about skin. Be about what religion you are. Be about what region you are. Be about your sexual preference, because then it doesn't have to be about what you're producing. What music, what literature, what art, what you built, the service you did, who you were. See, oh no, they want to be about race or I've got a handlebar mustache and tattoos and wear different color socks. Oh my gosh, the women all want me because I'm a trendy and that's what you do to get women. You don't actually stand for something. You don't actually produce something. You didn't write beautiful literature. You didn't come up with great music. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care if you're a great guitarist Jimmy Page versus Jimi Hendrix. I can admire them both, and they both speak to my soul. I'm not thinking about what color they are when I'm listening to their music. You see, this is the fundamentalness of gang government, clique government, mafia government, monopoly government, crony government, command and control government in society, gang government versus freedom government. Which comes from the inside, as Martin Luther King said, the character of someone's deeds, what they stand for, what they produce. If somebody had the best restaurant in town and had the best dish that was your favorite, would you go there if it was owned by a black person, if you were white? Oh, yeah, you'd go there. If you were black and some white person owned a restaurant that had food that was your favorite, would you go there? Yeah, you know you go there. Because what they got is good. What they got, you want. What they produce, what that tree. If a tree had dark green leaves or light green leaves, would you, if you were a light green leaf, would you still like the dark green tree if it produced great fruit? Of course you would. They don't want to make it about what you stand for and what you do and what you produce. They want to make it about what group you're part of. And look, I don't care if you got beards and handlebar mustaches and tattoos all over you and different color socks. I mean, hell, that's what gets you success. Why not? You've learned to go along with it. I don't care about your style. I think it's fine. Everybody's got their own style. I'm not knocking you. I'm not judging you. I know a lot of you are listeners. I'm saying that's a crew. That's a gang, folks. There's a gang that wears sports jackets and ties and submarine watches. And if you dress like that, suddenly the establishment listens to you. So I do it too. I put on the monkey outfit because it just makes people listen to what I have to say more. So I'm a big hypocrite. None of us are perfect, but we can aspire to a higher level and a better level is what I'm saying. You know, the big fad is dress up like you're Jay-Z and you can go pick the women up because they've got a fantasy they're going to be with Jay-Z. And so even if you're not Jay-Z, but you go out and get a Audi and act like you're Jay-Z, you're going to get all this success because people are living a delusion. Now, it won't last long term because it's fake and it's transitory. You only get empty, dumb people. But that doesn't matter short term to you, does it? Because you're not looking for a long haul real success. You're looking for the image of success. The veneer, not the bona fide. But it will be bona fide. It will be real McCoy. It will be certified, grade A, real deal. That will satisfy you in your life, folks. Being real, being truthful, being honorable, not being a coward, the essence of being a man. The very essence of success. Being a woman, being beautiful, virtuous, true, strong, daring, creative. The essence of being a woman. The essence of your life on this planet. The essence of the great noble species that you're part of. The essence. And then you look at MSNBC. Total balkanization. Total division, scare the Republicans off from Alex Jones. Oh my gosh, if his talking points ever get picked up by them, they will radicalize the population, take over, and we'll have a new 1776 on our hands, but this time nonviolent, cultural. I mean, they say that in government white papers that are public, we've covered on air. They say in the news, my God, the Republicans are passing laws off what Alex Jones talks about, and they trace them directly back to me and Drudge amplifying it. They go, Alex put it out. Drudge amplified it. It became law. They had hearings on this. And then what happens to your gun control push? Then what happens to your drones? Then what happens to your NSA? Because you know I'm telling the truth. You know I've got you with your pants down. You know I read all the history books. You know, Ed Schultz, you're a big, fat, degenerate, race-baiting scumbag. You punk. You're a big city politicker. I could just see what you talk about when you're drinking that scotch with your buddies at the old Irish bar. Oh, I can hear it coming out of your mouth. Listen, punk, I know who you are. You probably have on the news, his Irish bar. What are you against Irish? No, I'm saying I know where you go drinking, buddy. I'm part Irish. The point is, don't try your race baiter on that either. I know how you pea brains operate. Because that's what works on the public is simple, dumbed-down propaganda. I was having a meeting last night with a top national psychologist, I'll just leave it at that, and some top lawyers. They were talking about that. They go, how do you tell the truth that's complex and the general masses can't interface with and fight people that just tell laws, walls of simplified lies? And I just said, you got to show people the hat trick. You got to show them how the scam works. And if they ever get it once, they don't go back because now they know the trick with the rabbit. The rabbit's really in a secret door being put up through the floor into the container. And then they just open it up on the table he's in. And the hat has a trap door on it. And he reached down into the box and pulled the rabbit up through the hat. Now, you can't explain that to a two-year-old, but by the time they're 4 years old, you can explain to your son or daughter when you take them to a magic show, you see that box, that table? There's a hidden compartment with a rabbit in it that he loaded in there. And then he's going to show you the hat, fly it around, put it down on the table, reach down through, grab the rabbit, and then pull it up out of the hat. And then your four-year-old sees it and gets it. That's the secret to this show, is that we're simply showing people the hat tricks and explaining how the games work and what happened historically. And that's the only way to beat tyrants. It's the only way to be aware of how things operate. It's the only way to change the paradigm is to get outside the propaganda they put out and the fake rah-rah, Coke, Pepsi, Redskins, Cowboys, Ford, Chevy, fake debate, and pull back outside the box and outside the arena and see the whole thing for what it is historically, the social engineering they're engaged in, and then you'll laugh at yourself for ever being part of it. And I know most of you as an audience understand this and fully get this, but I'm talking to new audiences out there that are tuning in that don't understand this. It's a fact the Democrats were the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's a fact they were a party isolated only to the South. It's a fact they figured out that wasn't working in the 20s and started the Rockefeller Foundation trying to infiltrate and take over the minorities, but to get them domesticated on welfare to reduce their population. Then you expand out to the 50s and 60s. The Democrats openly say we've got to become the party of the minorities and race bait from every direction because of demographics, because the Republicans are totally annihilating us because they're the party of Lincoln and they're actually unifying the country. We can't have this. And I read you President LBJ saying that it'll be Reconstruction all over again. And these blacks are going to get real freedom under Eisenhower and people like my grandfather, who got out of World War II, later ran for office as a Republican in East Texas and supported desegregation. So you got to understand, folks, that's the type of things that go on in this country. And whether you're for segregation or not, I know a lot of you old Democrats, your grand dragons and stuff, you're slick enough to go out and act like you care about the minorities and you run their lives now. And it's pretty funny to you. I don't think it's funny living in a balkanized, dumbed down country. I really want to try to empower everybody. But people like Schultz, know exactly what they're doing. Whether he's down at the old German bar, down at the old Irish bar, making jokes about the minorities, I'm saying hypothetically as a joke, I'm teasing. But just so many of the old Democrats are their whole world is race baiting. They're experts on it. They come from the big cities where everybody lives in their own neighborhood and everything's racial politics. And they're just deploying that now on a larger scale. And they're arrogant, and they're pushing our buttons, and it needs to stop. And it's the same thing they did a few days ago in Raw Story, where they said Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, Democratic Party, now KKK, but with minorities. In the short clip they played on Raw Story that they then played on Schultz, they edit out where I say they were the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Demographically, the president said that they had to shift to minorities because the Republicans were beating them. They cut all that out and just have me saying they're the KKK, which sounds outlandish. We're going to skip this network break, please. Which is outlandish to the average dumbed down Democrat out there who doesn't even know that the Earth orbits the sun, literally, and who will sign petitions in Austin, Texas, or in California to put gun owners in FEMA camps and execute us. I mean, we have those man on the streets we've done and Mark Dice has done. That's how dumbed down and crazy these people are. On their welfare check, with their bag of marijuana, they watch TV all day and eat sugared cereal all day. I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic. They don't know what planet they're on. And they will pull the lever to take our guns, anything else, as long as they get that welfare check. And that's the demographic change of the slug-like population out there. And that's the game over of the Cloward and Piven welfare domestication program. They don't care if it wrecks productivity and wrecks the country's future as long as they're in control. And they're doing an incredible job. And they're this close to winning. If there isn't an epiphany and a giant awakening to the hat trick and the scam that they're running, it's over, folks. You better pack it up and go to Switzerland. I wish there was some other quasi-free country out there. This is a serious situation, and I know you know that. But listen again to Ed Schultz with his tiny audience say that Tucker Carlson, that's all over the weekday shows with commentary to 3, 4, 5 million people, all over the weekend show with 2, 3 million viewers, huge website reaching millions of people a day, and he's a part-time nobody. And notice what they said in Raw Story. Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Democratic Party, now KKK, but with minorities. Fox host Tucker Carlson appeared on Right Wing Conspiracy Theorist radio show Friday. Wait a minute. They changed this. I want you guys to go into the stack of Sunday's news. It's over there. And pull me the printout. They took out of here where it said internet only. Oh, my gosh. Because I ranted about this. I was listing stations from Austin to Knoxville, from Southern California to, you know, Chicago, from Rochester to Buffalo to Tampa, Florida to, I mean, you just name it, just over 160 stations. And they were saying I was internet only. It's always minimized. Lie, 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 lie. And I was just reading this and they took it out because they just reprinted this for me. So the point is, this is what they do. So now Tucker Carlson, see, that lie didn't work. So Tucker Carlson, he's a part-time guy. He's a failure. You know, he went out and started his own website and is more successful than MSNBC and CNBC's website combined. He's a nobody. And Matt Drudge, by the way, whose site's, you know, 50 times bigger than the Daily Caller, he's not successful. He's only on the internet, okay? So if you did something completely on your own, you're even more unsuccessful than some failed guy from talk radio like Ed Schultz with tiny, just ridiculous audiences in failed network after failed network, lecturing us how we're nobody. See, it's all about projecting this reality that they're big and we're small and they're liberal and we're fascist. And ha, 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 Democrats and Republicans, you know, being connected to political manipulations and race baiting. Both parties do it. Just the Democrats are the originals. Acting like abolition wasn't the party of Lincoln, the Republicans. Acting like the Republicans didn't pass the Civil Rights Act against the Democrats' wishes. Acting like we don't have all these letters from Democratic operatives and presidents about trying to keep the N-words down. Acting like all, they can only do this because the general public is ignorant. They're not dumb overall. They know all about football, all about acting cool, all about the latest movies, all about baseball cards, all about cosmetics, all about having mimosas with their girlfriends at Sunday brunch. Everybody knows about everything except how the world works. And that's a recipe to be a bunch of slaves. Let's go ahead and go to the Ed Schultz clip. Here it is.
And in Pretenders tonight, the outrageous Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson.
See, he's really the pretender.
Carlson and Jones say they've blown the hood off the Democrats' KKK movement. Part-time news host and 9/11 truther joined forces to bemoan the white man's persecution.
We all have been conditioned as Republicans or as libertarians or as white people to be, oh, my gosh, we're loving, you know, we're not racist. Yes, please, you know, do whatever. I'm sorry, I'm white. Beat ourselves with whips on the head. And then meanwhile, the Democrats have just recreated the Ku Klux Klan movement, but they've done it with minorities.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. I wish there weren't. The federal government takes sides and hands out spoils based on your skin color.
Really? Their contention is divided between racism and baseless comments. Americans of all colors receive government assistance. Jones and Carlson would love to race bait away the data. If these two talkers believe a KKK caper is the winning strategy, they can keep on pretending.
All right, folks. So there you go. And I was actually able to pull it up on the YouTube channel where I showed screenshots of it. The original article where they came out on Sunday and said that I was an internet-only radio show. And now Raw Story didn't retract that. They just took it out of there and said, I'm not internet only. And again, the reason that's so funny is that it shows how delusional they are. It says Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' internet-only radio show Friday. Now, there it is on screen from the video Sunday when I covered it on the TV show / radio show. Here it is today, just freshly printed. Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' radio show Friday. And the reason that's such a big deal, folks, is Raw Story's probably written, let's not exaggerate, 200 news articles about me over the years. They've been forced to retract stuff officially before and apologize. And they know how big the show is. That's why they cover it for the White House and Media Matters on a weekly basis. And they know full well we're on all over the country and they hate it. And they know full well we have over a million viewers and listeners per hour. That's a very conservative number. We're actually able to find it from Sunday, print it off. Here it is, internet only. And they have now changed it to saying radio talk show host. See, this just absolutely illustrates the total Decepticon level of these people. There you go. Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, internet only. Now, notice it's been memory hole. They didn't tell you they corrected it. They just changed it to say Alex Jones's radio show. Radio show. Look. Internet only radio show. Watch it again. Radio show. Internet only radio show. And folks, he's counting on you being dumb. He's up there going, ha, the Democrats connected to the Klan. Ha, 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 buying off the new immigrant people to control things. How ridiculous. Oh, and next he's going to say birds nest in trees. Next he's going to say that Ronald McDonald's a clown. Next he's going to say I'm a clown, Ed Schultz. This is the type of stuff that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sick of it. You people are the party of the Klan. You're total race baiters. It's all you do. You're disgusting. You're ruining the country with the Republican leadership. And I'm tired of you. We're going to start the next hour. Get into the stock market, Ukraine news, your phone calls. Got a guest popping in for 10 minutes. He's been victorious against the NSA and more. Briefly, if you want to fund us, because we're not funded like MSNBC with stimulus money or NPR with 400, 500 mil taxpayer money and Rockefeller Foundation money, tax-exempt money. We're funded by high-quality water filters, ProPure, Pro One system, best price out there, promo code WATER, 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We're funded by the Made in America Molon Labe men and women shirts that I believe are the best looking Molon Labe come and take it shirts ever. You can see Leanne McAdoo up there on the site modeling that in the women's shirt with the gold foil look. It is gold foil, Made in America. The best women's gun shirt ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Find the Made in America area at Maiden1776.com. I'll lead you there. You can find the InfoWarsLife.com, Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield, Fluoride Shield, Supermel Vitality, still 15% off. I'm deciding to extend that out, maybe even a few more weeks. You've got the Navy SEAL-made bottle breachers, the George Washington belt buckles, and other pro-liberty information at InfoWarsStore.com. So get in there and fund the revolution for liberty. InfoWarsStore.com. They hate it. They hate your free will. They hate you supporting us. They hate you spreading the word. They hate it. Hate it. Hate it. And I hate you, Grand Dragon scum. I'm coming for you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm literally out of breath. I ran down during that 1 minute break, got another glass of water. Then I ran back down here and they were handing me all these stacks of news. And here I am. Oh, I tell you, there's just so much to get into. I just spent a lot of time on propaganda and race baiting and divide and conquer. I'm done talking about that. But if you as a listener wanted to comment on it, we're going to be taking first time callers here in the next 2 hours on any issue you want to discuss, but I specifically would like to get your take on the unbelievable race baiting of the Democratic Party and their history and the fact that they're trying to act like they have no connection in the past and in the present to what I'm talking about, literally preying on your ignorance. That is absolutely what they're doing, is attempting to prey on your ignorance. So I just say, stop being ignorant. It really, really comes down to that. And you're like, wow, what an epiphany. Stop being ignorant. But that'd be a good bumper sticker. Get informed. It's fun. It's interesting. It's powerful. It's dynamic. It's what humanity is hungry for. So I want to give the number out, but I don't want to just talk about that subject. I mean, you can call in about that, but I want to get your take on the stock market plunging and the dollar plunging yesterday and gold going way up and then the stock market going back up today, all on the Ukraine. The good news that Putin, at least for now, is somewhat backing off a full invasion. We're also going to get into Connecticut where the gun confiscation has begun and there's been an ultimatum. Here's the headline on Infowars.com. Molon Labe, come and take it. Connecticut gun group issues ultimatum to government. We're going to be breaking that down. We're also going to get into Texas student arrested for filming traffic stops. We've got some other really, really exciting news I'll cover briefly before we go to your calls in the next segment. Oklahoma House votes to nullify Gen 21, 66 to 26. The last time they did that, they voted to not allow the UN to take over the U.S. under UNESCO. The feds bombed Oklahoma City, so look out. Also, there's a Breitbart article, 5 Reasons We Need a New Crimea War. We ought to get the writer of that article back. Yeah, Dilling Pohl, he's a good guest. We ought to get him on about that tomorrow or something, if he can do it. Also, asteroid the dark between moon and earth. Obama budget seeks new spending, new taxes to boost economy. Remember, if you make under $250,000 a year, you'll not have your taxes raised, even though he raised 7 of them on you, just in Obozo care. You know, it isn't Obozo care. He's the one that's laughing in the globalist. Oh, genius care. Oh, Lex Luthor crime boss care. Oh, greatest swindle in history care. Biggest scam. And you know, they got away with it. So all those Bitcoin exchanges closing won't doom the entire industry. No, Business Insider reports, the scam will continue on forever. Just like a Nigerian email. People, you know, I am Prince Habubi of the country of Abumbu, in the former country of Nachanga, in the province of Abaja. And if you give me $5,000, I will wire $4 million to your account. Then you wire the money and they go, sorry, Prince Habubu needs $10,000 more. And then you say, I won't do it. And they go, that's fine. $1,000 will be good. I want to talk to the prince. Oh, no one talks to the prince, but you may talk to his secretary, General Abupu of the town of Peep Peep. And then you get to talk to the men of the town of Peep Peep. And then finally, they just keep milking you until it's all over. So there you go. Here in Austin, they have folks that claim they're Nigerian princes just strutting around. Everyone just throws money at them at bars, begging. I'm not kidding. I don't wear a crown out saying I'm the Queen of England.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, here we are. I want to open the phones up on the Democratic Party and the history of the fact that they were the party of the Ku Klux Klan and that the Republicans passed the Voting Rights Act under Eisenhower, or the Civil Rights Act, and so that made them really angry, and so they doubled back and became the party of the, quote, minorities, but just teaching the minorities all the Ku Klux Klan race-based Mecha La Raza. That means the race. Mecha means... something entirely similar. But the point is that La Raza means the race. And it's so frustrating to see all of this unfolding and the fact that they're using race-based politics to say, turn your guns in or you're racist. Support Obamacare or you're racist. And whites have been so conditioned to be politically correct that they could say, go jump off a cliff, white person, or you're racist. And the average white person would probably jump off a cliff, even with their newborn baby, if ordered to do so by Rachel Maddow or Ed Schultz. And that is literal cult-like control. I think if I told the average Democratic trendy, stab your child with a butcher knife to prove that you love Obama, they would probably do it. I'm not joking. I mean, you know, let them double your health care for Obama, okay, but believe the price was lowered at the same time. 2 + 2 = 5, and they would say yes. And I'm not being sarcastic here. This is cult-level control. So I want to give the number out on that subject and others. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, as we get into the second hour here. It's first-time callers, I want to add. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. And while we're getting your phone calls coming in, let me go over some of the interesting news that we've got here in the stacks today that I've not yet launched into. Putin says no immediate need to invade Ukraine leaves threat dangling, Bloomberg reports. Vladimir Putiput, as Bush called him, said he sees no immediate need to invade eastern Ukraine as the Obama administration prepares $1 billion in loan guarantees for the cash-strapped nation. So they're going into debt to the EU now. Isn't that a great deal? And threatens sanctions against Russia. In his first public remarks since Russia forces took control of Crimean Peninsula, where they have their bases, in southern Ukraine, President Putin reserved the right to use force to protect ethnic Russians. There's no such necessity, close quote, to do so at present, he said. Secretary of State John Skull and Bones Kerry arrived in Kiev to present a financial aid package, to present a knife for them to slit their throat politically and financially, to the interim government, which needs as much as $15 billion in the coming years to stay afloat. Clearly, Putin would like to lower some of the rhetoric. Paul Dinoon, who oversees $29 billion of emerging market debt in New York-based Alliance Bernstein Holdings LP, said today by phone, but I think he's signaled a new direction in his intentions. We still think there's risk of escalation. Yeah, if the West keeps poking the Russian bear. Continuing, Russia warns it could, quote, reduce to zero economic dependency on the U.S., stop using the dollar, and pull out of business deals with the, quote, United States. The globalists don't care. That'll just depress both Russian and U.S. markets, which allows the globalist parasites to come in and further consolidate control. That's why Wall Street said, go ahead, do it. We'll just inflate our own systems. Of course, that may be an empty threat because even though the stock market's rigged, it went down a lot yesterday on concerns, and so they kind of backed off a little bit as well. Putin calls using force in Ukraine a last resort, again, orders troops to stop advancing. That's New York Post. Ukraine conflict, global economic crisis brewing, or local problem? The Christian Science Monitor asked that question. I say it has the potential for both. Putin blames coup for Ukraine crisis, says Russian reserves the right to continue to use force. Well, it is a coup. A Western-backed system did overthrow an elected government. Whether that elected government was good or not, the outside forces did that on Russia's doorstep. And our government, run by George Soros and Soros groups, literally that's who's behind Obama to a great extent, is trying to overthrow Russia itself. Can you imagine if Russia was trying to overthrow the U.S. government, what would happen? I mean, this is incredible. It's like, come on, be a nice sport, Russians. And again, people go, what are you, for the corrupt Russian government? Hey, man, they're not over here trying to take my guns. They're not over here trying to run my life. Well, come on, let the government take your rights, Alex, because, you know, Al-Qaeda, oh, that our government runs in Syria and that they are now funding and that now they say the main enemy of the government's the Tea Party? You bait and switch that? I called that 12 years ago? I mean, this is ridiculous. So that's just some of the information. The Prime Minister of Crimea, the autonomous Ukrainian Republic seized by Russian military forces, said today that a majority of Ukrainian military units on the peninsula had surrendered and pledged allegiance to the pro-Russian government. So Russia is going to abandon the dollar, a reserve currency. Good luck with that one. That's the London Telegraph making jokes on that subject. Obama shoved to the sidelines as Russia ignores U.S. threats of isolation. So that's just some of the news on the Ukraine front. And that ties into this report out of CNBC. U.S. stocks rally as Ukraine worries ease. Dow surges 200-plus points. S&P up as well. But the situation in Ukraine, while much improved, was by no means resolved, and investor sentiment can turn on a dime. I agree with that statement. Get ready for the Dow at 6,000. That would be a two-thirds reduction. By 2016, says a pro, the stock market is in a bubble. That's just stating a fact. That is setting up for a major crash, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average likely to hit 17,000 level in the next few years before plummeting to 6,000 by 2016, author and market observer Harry S. Dent Jr. He's very accurate. Let's get Dent back on. He's been on before. I think we see another correction crash that is larger than the last one, said Dent, author of The Demographic Cliff. Yeah, that's the baby boomers retiring, during an interview with Closing Bell. I think this will be the most dangerous period in people's lives. I agree with that statement. I mean, we are, any way you look at it, any angle, any slice, dice, we are in, whoa. I mean, like, you're in a race car doing 250 right now, folks. You better be white knuckles focused on everything you're doing. We are all collectively just, I mean, this is inches from the cliff on so many angles. War, economic collapse, paramilitary operations, terrorist groups, radicalization. With the globalists busy trying to demonize any traditionalist who just wants common sense that's worked in every civilization in history. Because we're the people in opposition to totally being overwritten by a synthetic corporate takeover that's butchering the biosphere, the real environment, while cheerleading that they run the environmental movement. I mean, it is on so many fronts right now. The West is dying with 1.3% child replacement. And I'm not some racialist that's obsessed with race. I like all cultures, groups. I like reading National Geographic. I'm a fan of humans. But, I mean, white people are about 6% of the world population, what are true whites. And demographically, 100 years, they'll be 1% white. And all I see worldwide news is how evil white people are. What are you going to do when there's no white people to kick around anymore? I mean, there's just, on so many fronts, the world is crazy right now. But people have the illusion. You see, people think we're overpopulated, which some arguments we are, some arguments we aren't. Certainly some of the technology is toxic and needs to be upgraded. People need to be industrialized and they have less kids. Look at the West. But if you look at what's happening, it's like a coral reef. You can be out in the Caribbean and go 20 miles and not see any fish. And then you come up on a coral reef and it's teeming. That's what cities are. Everybody congregates for business and industry and jobs. And then you go, look, there's too many people here. Well, that's what allows you to have cars and go to movie theaters and have all the choices of the restaurants and do all that, because you're in the coral reef. And yeah, in the coral reef, there's a clownfish. There's an eel. There's a shark. There's a dolphin. There's an octopus. There's a school of squid. Because you're in the coral reef. But you turn your car out and drive 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing. And you drive further, you might drive 2 hours till you see a gas station. Oh, there's a starfish. So again, that's how they create this illusion. And it's the same thing where you sit around and you go, yeah, these white people, we got to get rid of them. Look at all of them over there. That's like being in a colony of a near extinct group of people. And then it adds to it, the scarcity of it makes it even more of a fetish and an obsession with the so-called minority groups, and it's just a disastrous situation. You got 94% of the world that's not white, and you've got this obsession by the whites about being white and by everybody else about whites, and you just add all the ethnic problems to that that go with that, and then you have globalist elitism not wanting to industrialize the third world so the third world can be controlled, when the third world could be developed properly and could be lifted up and informed. Every metric study shows it. But there is a diabolical plan to keep not just the third world and the, quote, minority, 94%, in the dark, but they want to take the Western culture, regardless of skin color, that idea of Magna Carta, Renaissance, classical music, space travel, fission fusion, quantum mechanics, and destroy it because something intelligent and something powerful is threatening to the elites that came out of Western culture that understand the powerful potential of Western Renaissance fully deployed in the civilization. That is the ultimate selfishness. Kill Western civilization, but use its technology to dominate and enslave the globe. Attack from every position. See, the globalists are playing everybody off against everybody. That's why we have to unify around ideas and liberty, not around skin color. Your calls are coming up. Coming up, Oklahoma House votes to nullify Agenda 21, 66 to 26. Going to be breaking that down. Five reasons we need a new Crimean War. That's a joke. Asteroid to dart between moon and earth. We're going to look more at the economy and more at the Second Amendment. Molon Lombe, Connecticut Gun Group, issues ultimatum to government. That's a big deal. That's up on Infowars.com right now. But let's go to some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Ronald in California, listening on KSCO 1080 AM. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Well, hi, Alex. I'm glad you sound good today, and I wanted to remind you of your victories right now, that you did help get rid of this Piers Morgan.
It's our victory. Without this audience, I'm nothing. Go ahead.
And I'm glad. The man you had yesterday is his name, David, on the air, that who ran the show. He's talking about the FDA. And I'm trying to say that the things aren't happening chronologically. You know, they're doing something wrong here, the FDA, and you answer it or we answer it. They're doing something over here, and I think it's happening like connect the dots. Things aren't happening.
No, you're right. It's asymmetrical, and we think like they're history's only actors. They're the only people that have power. No, we're doing things. They're humans too. That's why they tell us we have no power, because we do have power. And we're having all sorts of victories, and we don't go back and look at our victories enough. But look at the disconnect of CNN. I could have told them, and I did 3 years ago, Piers Morgan's going to be a disaster. Your ratings are going down because of your establishment bilge, and you have more competition. And it just shows the disconnect of the establishment.
Can I ask you a far-out topic here that I haven't heard you talk about? Reincarnation. Now, I think even the Bible has some things about reincarnation. They thought Jesus was somebody else. I think what's happening, a lot of liberals, and this may be strange, but hold on here, man. I think a lot of liberals, because there really was slavery, a lot of liberals actually were white slave owners or in the previous life, and they're actually getting rid of their guilt, and they... You know, and there's people that...
That's an interesting theory. You can make a movie out of that. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Christ came to earth before as Melchizedek, not as a reincarnation, but manifested. And then they talk about he's of the line of David, King David returned. It meant genetically it was the return of King David as prophesied, not reincarnation. I don't judge people that feel like they've been reincarnated, because if you study the epigenetics and the science, that's how God operates. It's so fabulous. It's on multi-levels. And I don't want to get into religious debates, because the average Baptist and people out there, you know, who are going off, you know, 18th century stuff and science of that age, they try to interpret the Bible through ancient science and really turn a lot of people away from God and so do other big denominations, because they're trying to play God as if they know God's plan. The science keeps proving the creator, not the other way around. Like, you get judged in this life and you get judged in the next life. Okay? And by that, you do live again, but it's a spiritual level. And undoubtedly, the science shows there's a sixth sense. There's something else operating on top of this body that is like a computer interface for something else. And they've shown it with plants, you name it. There is a spirit in everything. And ours is made in the image of the creator. That's pretty heavy, folks. We're made in the image of God. Our spirit is. We're going to get a spirit body in the image of the entity the supreme being that made all this, that's a science fiction movie I'm buying into. and I've had experiences I'm not going to get into, folks. I know it's real. Okay? And, I mean, we're on a planet in deep space. I mean, this is wild. But it's all science-based. And the modern science all lies to tell you you're an animal, you're programmable, because they don't want you to know your real power. The elite are all into this stuff, but from the dark side. They know there's a spiritual force. They bought into the dark side because it's easier, quicker, more seductive, to quote Yoda. And when you look at this whole thing, we now have memories that are from our ancestors. Racial memories are real. Archetypes are real. The DNA is holding entire recordings. I mean, you think they can put the whole Library of Congress now on one thumb drive with some of the new stuff coming out, some of the new compression? Folks, it's all in us already. So we don't just have a spirit. This Earth suit also literally is all of our ancestors' DNA, all the mitochondrial DNA, viral RNA, and a bunch of other stuff they're finding, all connected with the space winds actually electrochemically energizing us. Like you think a plant needs sun? We don't just get sun, folks. We are energized by the deep space radiation, so much other stuff. We are literally antennas, ladies and gentlemen. And we are experiencing things on so many levels, we can't even imagine it. And that's what all the globalist fog, electronic, chemical, biological, is to block us from that. They want to keep us in a small little box under their control. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest is going to be with us about 10 minutes. We appreciate him coming on. We're going to talk to Mark, Dwayne, Gabe, Colin, and hey, Captain America. You know, that's actually, I was told about 10 years ago, that's their nickname for me and the U.S. Army, at least in some of the groups listening to the show, but I've never been arrogant enough to get on air and say that in the military, with a lot of different groups, my nickname is Captain America. They say, let's listen to the Captain America show. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, but people ought to dig that up online. You can find references to that if you think I'm joking. But I'm honored by something like that because I am trying to promote the defense of this republic and the real ideals of America that have never been fully realized, but have been revolutionary for this planet in many good ways. But so much of human destiny stands and falls with what happens in the new republic, or what the elite see as the new Atlantis here in North America. And that's their own research, not mine. Look into it. We carry several films that break down what Francis Bacon and others thought they were going to do in the new world. Before I go to our guest, who's had a big free speech victory, just remember, this hour is brought to you by the best storable foods folks out there that I found, non-GMO, great customer service. They are MyPatriotSupply.com, and you put a /ALEX, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, to find their special page and get the discounts, or give them a call at 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You don't want to be dependent on the system. And then also remember, we're funded and supported by viewers and mainly listeners. We're mainly a radio show like you out there. And we have two new best-selling T-shirts. These are the best sellers ever. We have the women's and women's cut gold foil sprayed-on look with a Spartan helmet, two M4s crossed. And it says Molon Labe with Infowars.com under it. On the back, it says Infowars.com in Greek lettering. There's another version that just says Infowars.com with the Molon Labe symbol that I developed. And with the victory crest, I think it's the best shirt we've ever made. And listeners think so. Best-selling T-shirt ever. Even more than the Mass Murderers Agree gun control shirt that I designed 16, 17 years ago. We still sell that original shirt. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to find the apparel area, it's MadeIn1776.com. That will take you right to the subpage on InfoWarsStore.com to find all of the great Made in America clothing, belt buckles, Navy SEAL made bottle breachers. Find out what those are. The new Liberty or Death shirt. The Made in America golf shirts that say Made in 1776. The 1776 ball caps. a great way for the sports fans to go, hey, what team is that? Oh, it's Team America, the real America, not the globalist America. We've got the join or die shirt. We've got the I'm mad as hell, not going to take it anymore, 1776 with George Washington. It's all available. And by the way, it's all limited edition. We run with these designs for 6 months, and then they're gone. No more produced. So we're almost out of the belt buckles and a bunch of other items that if you don't get them now, you'll never get the answer to 1984 or 1776 George Washington. And your support makes this transmission possible. We also have InfoWarsLife.com for the life-changing, in my case, certainly, supplements that you've heard such rave reviews about. Now, you are voting with your dollars through Free Association. We appreciate your support. And then this broadcast becomes a platform for all the activists and artists and people that are being censored, people that are under attack, to really be a beachhead or a fulcrum or a lensing, amplifying system for others that are doing a great job, in many cases, better job than I. And even my fabulous team. I mean, all of us together have different gifts, have different skills. And so I am here with you today to celebrate another victory. Free speech t-shirt maker threatened by NSA, DHS fights back with lawsuit. And you saw the guy handing out pot constitutions in California, fined and arrested. He just won a $50,000 settlement. Well, now NSA Homeland Security withdraws their complaints against companies, parodies, but he's moving forward. And so now our guest has had a victory. NSA Homeland Security settled a lawsuit with the Patriot, the Sauk Rapids man, over satirical business. And clearly he can show the NSA logo and change it and, you know, have the eagle listening to you, and clearly it's a parody, and clearly it's the most protected form of speech. You know, I say it's a beautiful day, that's protective speech, but if I say the government is run by a bunch of degenerate scum who are out of control and need to be arrested, that's the most protected form because it's political speech. Go check the rulings. And Dan McCall joins us of LibertyManiacs.com, and I bet by them coming after him and him suing them and all his attention, let me just guess, Dan, I bet you're selling 10 times the apparel you were previously.
Hey, Alex, great to be on your show. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk with you again. Yeah, that's kind of the funny thing about this. You know, in a lot of ways, no one would have heard of, a lot of people wouldn't have heard of Liberty Maniacs or Dan McCall or anything like that without this sort of stupid thing that happened with the government and the really silly choices that they made over the past year, or actually longer than that. But yeah, so that's, I've learned about something called the Barbara Streisand effect, where evidently in the internet, she's trying to take stuff down, and she was trying to, when some stuff was drawn attention to her, and she ended up making a fuss about it, and it caused a fuss that everyone noticed. So it's one of those things where, yeah, I've been happy to take a little bit of the notoriety for it in this case, because it's kind of, it's highlighted some of the stupid choices that they're making and continue to make.
I love that poster you designed behind you. It says, look like you've had a little too much to think, with the police officer coming over. And, you know, nothing against the guy that did all the obey stuff, but that was all coming from a leftist communist position. And, you know, there's so much other libertarian or conservative or just common sense, just pro-liberty stuff that really didn't even have a political bent, that's so much more expressive. You know, it's like, oh, Bush is a tyrant, but Obama's going to save us. I like your stuff because it's across the board.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things years ago, it was over a decade when I went into this, it was something where it's as simple as me looking around and not seeing the type of art and this sort of merchandise that I wanted to see necessarily. So I decided to kind of jump in and do it myself. You know, there's a lot of great art out there for people from all different perspectives. The stuff that I try to focus on is stuff that, you know, number one, I truly believe. And number two, stuff that I just don't see out there in the art world. Like right now, I've got at the Docs Museum of Fine Art in Prague, actually, right now is a show that's running some of my stuff. And I was kind of going through the catalog of all these posters over the past 100 years. It goes from 1914 to 2014. And there's not a lot that it kind of holds the same sort of ideological perspective as the ones that I put out there. So I definitely think that there was, you know, along with you, you have a ton of merchandise out there and stuff. it was time to sort of bring another perspective to the, you know.
Oh, no, that's it. I mean, what you're doing is what I've been trying to do, even before you came along, and we're doing it with some success now. No one's just a pro-liberty 1776, I want all my freedom now, take your labels and cram them down a toilet.
Right.
Look at the police state around us, look at everything. The globalists are genius in making rebellion right-wing or communist, and people teaming up on a fake ideology, that's how they control you.
I definitely think so. You know, a lot of it is, in this whole label thing that you bring up, is true. It's so shallow. So much of this stuff is shallow. There's not much thinking behind it. And one thing that I wanted to press forward is to sort of, you know, in terms of like this thing that I got in trouble with the NSA, you know, simple truths. People are pretty smart. Generally, they get some of these jokes. They're fairly questionable when it comes to authority and government and stuff like that. And we tap into that with the site. But, you know, there's a lot of questions. We live in remarkable times right now. So much going on, so many questions of liberty, so many things that we're dealing with as young people, old people, and people trying to sort of fight for our rights. And there's so much material out there that people don't use, it seems like, that in art and in design. So I just try to kind of focus in my own little way on doing that.
Well, yeah. And again, you were already reaching a lot of people, very successful. They come after you. It's all over the news. I noticed it wasn't all over the news when you won your lawsuit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was, for a while, I think when we started the case, and when I started to have these problems and I found out about the cease and desist orders, people just were having a hard time believing it. In the beginning, they thought it was, they were having a hard time, even, you know, journalists and such, looking at it going, well, is that true? You know, when we finally filed the suit in federal court, then it was, you know, it was apparent to everyone that this actually had taken place and we were taking it seriously. It's been a little bit different since I won. I think it's one of these things where, because it was in court and people were aware of it, the information came out and the support, has been enormous. So, it's been interesting since,
Listen, the media likes it whenever you look like you were in trouble. And so they carried it. Oh, yeah, let's censor his speech. Let's have a chilling effect. Now that you beat them, they don't want that to be known because that shows it was illegitimate. But you're also fighting cognitive dissonance that you mentioned. People take a double take. You mean the government's trying to stop parodies of it? No, this is America. That's not going on. That's why it's important that you resisted so that you then got the pushback. And, of course, you weren't naive, but the public got to see the tyrants we're dealing with. Then you pushed back. You won. See, it's a process, folks. You've got to push so they push back to show people that they're really tyrants. Then you can morally defeat them. But if we all just go, oh, we're not in a tyranny, they can then move forward and take over. In that vacuum, nature abhors it. We have to then take over the vacuum. And they're going to fight us for the vacuum, but we have the moral high ground. We will beat them. The only way we fail, as history has shown, is by not resisting. The only way tyrants succeed is when good people do nothing.
I completely agree. And in this case, it was one of those things when we finally got to the bottom of what was going on, it became so apparent that it was just morally wrong. It was inconsistent with just about everything you could possibly think to believe about what this society and this country is supposed to be about. So it was really a kind of a simple choice to resist in this case. But yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about it, and I'm sure you're not surprised or your listeners are not surprised, but, you know, I've been emailed and spoken to by so many different people and artists and designers out there that have really sort of, it was actually somewhat astonishing to me that how many people said, boy, man, I could never do that. Or I'm just going to kind of wait and see what happens with your case and this kind of stuff. And I just really, it was surprising to me because
the cowardice was surprising.
Well, a little bit, I guess. You know, I grew up in a way that this sort of thing, like a question like this, and I'm not naive about the consequences that could have happened. I guess I hear about that a lot. But, I was a little bit surprised that people were so reticent to sort of take a stand on this. Now, that's contrasted, of course, by the amazing support of other people. I mean, the amount of people that purchased this shirt, looking at the shirts and saying, you know what, I want to wear that as a piece of civil disobedience. People that sent great emails, letters to the editor, all this kind of stuff.
Exactly, but it's still shocking in the artist community that they're saying, oh, I'm worried about consequences. They better be worried about the consequence of us all self-muzzling ourselves. That will ensure a nightmare takeover, because there's always corrupt people that want to take over the vacuum if good people do nothing. Don't they understand that? Don't people understand that? That if you give the field to whoever will take it, if good people think that being good is submitting to the biggest bully, what happens?
Yeah, it's startling. It's startling to think that many people do. And it's, that's where a little bit of my, that were some of the toughest times when I started to get some of those emails and things from other designers, artists, because in a big way, I think that's, if you're taking your art seriously and things like that, you're really challenging sort of the world. You're impressing upon the world your sort of views and things and mixing yourself with the world and pushing back on things. So, art and design and all these things are all sort of a subjective thing, but I think it's really important to sort of to put your stamp on the world and something like this.
Absolutely. And just like Shepard Fairey has had so many people kind of be influenced by him, the greatest form of flattery is imitation or augmentation. I see our artwork and your artwork and others being mirrored now and picked up by others, and they're changing it and making it better or different. This is the essence of Renaissance, the essence of true influence. And how do you defeat tyrants? You make art.
Yeah, you make art. You know, one of my favorite things, which I could show you the poster, it's by Mark Twain. It says, irreverence is the champion of liberty and its only defense. And part of that irreverence, part of that beauty in life, is to create and to challenge the world around you and to build the world around you. And art is a huge part of that. And I think it's an amazing part of, there's so much going on in terms of the patriot movements and in terms of liberty and everything like that. But I love to see that art is starting to take its place in dealing with, freedom and liberty. So,
well, Dan McCall, I've been meaning to do this, but I've been so busy. I've been meaning to call you and talk to you about maybe collaborating on some things in the future. LibertyManiacs.com. You're one of the best artists out there, and you really communicate things in such a clear and present way. God bless you, and we're glad you had this victory for all of us for free speech against the NSA. We're glad that Ben Swan has also been helping you out as well. Dan, I really look forward to talking to you again, brother. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just thanks so much for having me on. Stop on by the site, anyone that wants to check out some of the new stuff that's coming out. We finally had the victory where the website that was had problems with the government, we finally got to post those new products today. The letters were all sent, so we're happy to post those up. And just check us out at LibertyManiacs.com and see what you think.
All right, thank you so much, Dan. Yeah, folks, don't forget, we're not allowed to sell Obama deception for 6 years on Google shopping cart. People say, why use Google? Well, it has a big platform. We have a bunch of shopping carts, and you go there, you get more sales, you reach more people being on their system. Their search engines don't block you. So we were trying, and we had a shopping cart, and we're selling stuff. We put it up there, and they said, this is racist because you criticize Obama, and they took our shopping cart away. And that was in the news. And we've had other stuff taken from us. And, we didn't get around to suing because we're so busy. But this guy did, and we're glad he sued and won. But he had his website, his shopping cart, taken down because the government threatened his shopping cart. And he responded. I mean, that's why he had to sue. And this is the embargoes. Nazi Germany in 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, before they arrested people, they said, you're not allowed to, have your shop anymore. You're not allowed to sell stuff. First, they shut you down economically. And so that's why we stood with somebody who you would say puts out kind of libertarian pro-freedom artwork and T-shirts that are in competition with us. I'm not in competition with that guy. I hope he sells 50 billion T-shirts. I want to win this thing, folks. We need to build our own market. We need to vote with our dollars, support liberty organizations, and we'll take over. Our ideas are superior. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Molon Labe shirts that are in. Get the Come and Take It shirts. Get the Obamacare shirts. Get the Paul Revere shirts. Get the Obama Joker Tyrant shirts. Get the women's shirts. Get the End the TSA shirts. Get the camouflage Patriot Gadsden flag, the G.I. Joe shirt. Get the Liberty or Death shirt. Get the fluoride shirts. Get them all. InfoWarsStore.com. I need to load up on my computer some Highwaymen, because it's all good music. I'm going.
chase the sky.
Of course, you get a super band like that together. Waylon Jennings, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, and of course, Johnny Cash.
And the sun is gonna burn.
And it is really hard to turn it off. And we're gonna ride
before we ever pass this way again.
It's so romantic that we're only alive here on this planet once. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
It's so fantastical.
We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
Yeah, that is some of the best Johnny Cash music. Singing is Highwayman. It's very formulaic. I like Willie with Merle Haggard as well. They got some good albums out together. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Mark's been holding a long time. I appreciate it. And then Dwayne, Gabe, and Colin, and then Captain America and others. Toll-free number, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how do you hear me just fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say I am an American citizen, and I do own a big, scary assault weapon, and it has yet to kill anybody.
They just had 33 killed in China by guys with knives. I mean, shouldn't we ban knives because they come out of their blocks at night and sneak out and hurt people?
I think guns are scarier, though.
I agree. I think
guns just look scarier, and so we need to get rid of scary.
But not
things.
In the hands of men in black uniforms in the government. That is not
so
scary.
If you don't trust your government, who can you trust?
I agree.
Okay. Man, I'd like to make 3 points about gun control. First I want to say, clearly the error with gun control. Second, what we can do about it, and third, what I am going to do about it.
But I want to be clear. I'm going to let you say this, but there is not an, and I know it's an error for the general public, but the establishment wants disarmed slaves, monopoly of force. And they don't mince words in their own UN Unitaire documents and things about that. They want to be the only ones with guns for total control. They know more guns means less crime. Go ahead.
Well, sir, that's what happened in World War II whenever the Japanese wanted to invade it. I don't remember who said it. Was a Japanese commander who said, if you invade America, there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Yeah, I think that was Admiral Yamamoto.
And that's what our own government is afraid of, and they should be afraid. They should be afraid of their people. Now, what the first problem with gun control is that we can regulate that state by state. If there's a federal law that regulates guns, we can override or nullify that within our state.
I agree, and that's why the feds get on the news and say, there is no states' rights. States don't exist. And Obamacare lowers your costs, and Alex is not on the radio, and there's no drones, and Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, is because they know they're completely illegitimate what they're doing. Hey, 5 years ago, the Supreme Court said Chicago, D.C., and New York had to let folks have guns. Hasn't happened because they're lawless crooks running those cities.
Well, there's plenty of states that are waking up and actually nullifying and overturning laws past, present, and future. In Texas, of course, they're going to nullify laws after a certain date. In some states, they're going to nullify all laws that violate that right, past, present, and future.
No, I know. Liberty is rising. It's a beautiful thing. That's why all the kleptocrats and statists are running around like, have you ever sprayed cockroaches? And like, I've done exterminating a little bit here and there, and you go into some horrible house, and there's like all these cockroaches behind the wall, and you spray them, and they run around all wild as they die with the poison. That's what's happening.
Right, they're running around with their heads cut off.
You know where they live, though. They all run to Hillary and upper leg and then right into there. That's where under her dress. They live in her dress. I'm sorry. And then they roast in there and turn it to Nutella. And it makes, I'm sorry, caller. I got to go. Good points. Just absolutely no censorship here. Obviously, no teleprompters.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I shouldn't get into kiddie humor sometimes, saying that you spray roaches with poisons, they all run around crazily. They actually start breeding. They start fornicating, which is a good instinct to try to reproduce before they die. I made the joke they actually all run up Hillary's skirt back home where they were born from. But actually, it's true. And I want MSNBC to pick this up. I actually believe this. Because if Rachel Maddow can say that I believe giant wasps are under the UN building running things, I never really said that. But if she said it, she controls reality. She's history's actor. As Karl Rove said, it's true. So if this isn't extreme, I can say the stuff and think about roaches. So here it is.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars. Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever.
No. I didn't say it was all staged. There was clearly scripting the response to it. Undoubtedly, something weird was going on there. I didn't say the whole thing was fake. Other people said that. Because of all the green screening and stuff that they got caught in the actors. And they did get caught staging it. I don't know what they're covering up, but there's something, just something that's being staged. I don't know what they're hiding, but they're hiding stuff. That's simple criminology. Hands down. Very suspicious. They're covering something up. You could get a warrant. And they're blocking the release of everything and bulldoze the building and the names don't match up. But let me get serious here for a minute, folks. It's not giant wasps that live under the UN building. It's roaches. And the thing about it is that Hillary Clinton, and this is serious high-level intel, Hillary Clinton is actually the mother of all roaches, and she secretes giant bubbling cysts that themselves are then mother roaches that go out under government facilities and then give birth to all other species of bedbugs, roaches, and government bureaucrats. They were all born out of Hillary's lower intestine and colon. So I'm going to be serious here, folks. Hillary Clinton is actually a space alien from a distant star base who has been here for 18 trillion years and who is a species of roach. And all roaches, yes, it's true, come from her colon. So I mean, if Rachel Maddow says, I believe giant wasp under the Capitol, I mean, come on, folks. We know that's not true. Okay? Exactly. The wasp aliens are actually good guys. That were actually sent here by me and Bill Hicks. And I'm actually Kevin Spacey, if you really want to get down. The truth is, they keep saying I'm Bill Hicks, I'm Kevin Spacey. I'm the host of House of Cards. You understand that? Okay, before MSNBC and New York Times grab that, they know I'm joking. That was all satire, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not an inside baseball person that follows all the crazy conspiracy theories, you don't know what I'm talking about. People really believe I'm Bill Hicks and Jeff Bridges, and so I don't like that. I mean, Bill Hicks was a funny guy, but I didn't agree with all his politics, and Jeff Bridges is okay, but, you know, he was like a big actor before I was born, and I don't like being people comparing me to an 80-year-old person. It's pretty uncool. I don't look that old. Okay, I'm 40, and I want to expand on that. I am Kevin Spacey. And, I mean, when I'm really in good shape, I look a little bit more like Russell Crowe with facial hair. So, I'm Russell Crowe, too, okay? Even though I'm not... If you guys are going to say I'm really a fake actor, can you get somebody cooler? The truth is I'm a cross clone raised in Hillary's colon with the roaches, a clone of Kevin Spacey and of Russell Crowe mixed in with Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and John Wayne. Smile from the top of it, look a little like John Wayne, huh? John Wayne's grandson? See, what's funny is those are cooler conspiracy theories. That will now be believed by the schizophrenics out there. And they'll pick it up, and it's going to be a whole new entertainment. The truth is, on my big screen TV, I do actually watch that stuff. And I'm wanting to kind of script what the schizophrenics do now. So I'm going to get serious. I'm going to regroup. Come back with your calls.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to race through your phone calls. You've been holding long enough, first-time callers. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And then we've got an incredible report where the mayor of Austin flips off the anti-fluoride community who tried to get a vote on rejecting the $2 million worth of deadly poison the city was going to be buying. And this affects all over the world. They're pulling the fluoride out. And the mayor responds by flipping the bird at everyone, kind of like Geraldo did it, where he does it where he scratches his face but flips them off and laughs at them. That's coming up. We've got Leanne McAdoo with a new report on Obamacare and how it's ripping people off, and a lot more. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. And we're going to get into Cameron Advisor, who advises on child porn, quits after child porn arrest. We're going to get into Molon Labe, Connecticut gun group issues ultimatum to government, and just a ton of other news we haven't hit yet. But first, let's go to your calls. Dwayne in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, nice to talk to you, Alex. Really appreciate your show. You know, people perish for a lack of knowledge. It's important to get this information out. It's vitally important. However, what I'd like to say is this. You know, they've been putting this thing together for quite some time. You know, bullying protesters, buying up millions of bullets, the FEMA camps, all this. Now this deal in Connecticut. If we don't get to a point where we say we're not going to allow you to take our guns, then it's going to be over, and someday they're going to say, well, the station's over too. There's some point where talking's not enough. We just got to say, no, we're not going to let you have them, and stand up for our neighbors when they come to take them. The other question I have for you is this. I could be wrong, but I remember quite some time ago when I read the Constitution, the Second Amendment, it listed our right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. That word infringed is very important. But it also, I believe, said that these rights were regulated by the states. Well, the last pocket constitutions and things, other copies of it that I've got, it doesn't have that part where it says it's regulated by the states. Am I crazy or is this correct?
I'm going to have to look into that, but they have now been ruling in federal courts that states have tried to ban guns, and so the feds have come in and said, no, you can't, but then they don't enforce it when the states still ban them. But then now other states are trying to pass pro-gun laws, and the feds are coming in trying to nullify those as well. But, you know, that is a state's right enshrined in the Bill of Rights via the federal government. And should not be infringed either way, but that's an interesting legal point. Look, I told Piers Morgan, I said, listen, 1776 is going to start up again, commence again if you try to take the guns. It's going to happen. So stop trying it. And they are desperately trying to finally subdue this country, and that's one of the final things they've got to do. But time's running out for them. That they're in control now, but not in full control. And the longer they're not in control, the more they're going to get blamed for the economic downfall that every major economic expert, I mean, here's CNBC, get ready for the Dow. It's 6,000 by 2016. And that's a drop of two-thirds, or almost two-thirds. This is a big deal, and there's mathematically no way to get out of it, and they just hope we're all disarmed when it happens, because then we'll be able to take our government back. They want to be able to come out and oppress us and just keep the fraud rolling. But we have the Second Amendment laid down as a literal Isengardian, or what do they call it in Thor? The Asgardian. It's like an Asgardian guardian guarding the Republic that only activates when you try to get rid of the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Tenth, the Ninth. The Second Amendment activates like the big guardian and starts blasting hot fire onto whoever's trying to steal the jewel of liberty. And so it sits there like a frozen time bomb, a sentry, and all of us enable it, and we don't want to use that. We want to use the voting box, the ballot box, the grand jury box, the soap box, the electronic soap box, the civil disobedience box, our voice box. We need to use our computers, everything to resist the tyranny, to expose it, to undermine it, because it's illegitimate. We are the immune system. But, I mean, if they start trying to blow stuff up and blame it on us and try a purge, we don't have a choice but to defend ourselves. I just feel sorry for the military and police, because the globalists intend for them to be wiped out coming after us, and it's pointless, even though it'll be self-defense to mow them down. The globalists plan on us killing each other. We've got to get the word out so somehow people know what's going on, the general public, the security services, as they're called, so that we don't play into this diabolical program. It's like in one of the James Bond movies, it starts, I forget which one, Type in James Bond movie with fighting fish, with beta fish, Chinese fighting fish. And that'll tell you. And they're on some yacht. I think it's from Russia with love or something. I can't remember. And they're sitting there showing the fishbowl with the two compartments. It had three compartments, but two of them. They open one, let the two fish almost kill each other. And then one's all damaged and hurt. Then you open the other one and they let the big one come in and kill the one is from Russia with love. See if you can find, I bet it's on YouTube, because I bet I'm getting the story wrong. I've only seen it like 20 years ago. From Russia with love fish scene. And I bet money that's on YouTube. And he says, you see, I have them kill each other and then we have to do nothing, Sasha. And that's what's going on. And we don't want to be part of that. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gabe in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Greetings, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just have to say that it seems that your analysis of what's going on in the Ukraine is pretty spot on. I just can't get over the fact of how people like the TV pundits and the politicians and NATO, like just how they speak about you know, how we have to have action against them, and Putin is you know, acting rashly. And I'm like, if we flipped it around and we were in their shoes, and this, you know, America, say Canada was overthrown, then America would pop right in there and we'd be doing the same thing.
Exactly. And look, it's not like American government's even doing this and trying to put a good government in. That would still be illegitimate unless it was like North Korea. Then you kind of have a responsibility to do something. This is an elected government that's not even really oppressing people on a scale of 1 to 10. They're like a 2. Our government's about like a 3 or 4, trying to be a 10. And then they're trying to overthrow the whole country. And then Russia just takes its military bases and protects its area on its border, and the media acts like, you know, that we need to nuke Russia or something.
Obama drawing his red line again. I mean, Putin knows that, NATO, we're militarily exhausted. He knows all those threats are paper tiger.
I agree with you. I mean, and again, it's not that America or NATO are even bad. It's that the criminals running it are bad. The people that have hijacked our infrastructure are very, very bad. And no one can deny that. They are prosecuting a war against due process, liberty, and the free market while claiming the moral high ground. Great points, Gabe. I'm going to go to Colin and Captain America, Jason and Johnny here in just a moment. Finally, somebody called in about my subject of Democrats race baiting. Wow. About to have a heart attack. Kiss my hand. I can't believe somebody actually called in on a subject I threw out. Wanted to get your take on. Thank you. 800-259-9231. First time callers. But I think they did find the clip from Russia to Love where they describe how you have your two enemies kill or hurt each other and then you stroll in and take over. And the globalists are above the countries playing us off against each other, getting power out of the chaos and posing as the savior. It's elementary. Most war is not one side against the other, or one side's good, the other side's bad. Usually both sides have issues, but if you're on one side being attacked, you've got to defend yourself. It generally is whoever attacks first is the bad guy. In jurisprudence, common sense, everybody knows that. And it's beyond that now, where they just go, yeah, did you hear Russia attack Ukraine for no reason? Yeah, they invaded Georgia. And then it turned out in the case of Georgia, the West really did start that. Hands down, we were in the wrong. But it's not us. The establishment had done that. And then our media said that Russia had invaded. And then they attacked me saying I was a liar. I was like watching German news and CNN International were admitting the truth. But on CNN domestically, they said Russia had attacked. That's how they lie to you, folks. Let's go to this from Russia with Love clip.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lecto decoding machine.
And by the way, folks, the globalists literally live on yachts petting cats with helicopters on top, literally doing this. Ian Fleming was, you know, top MI6 guy, and you know he wrote all those books in the 40s and 50s where they're going to kill everybody on Earth with a bioweapon while they live on an Elysium space station to take over for eugenics. It's all just in your face, what's really being planned, what's being talked about, what's going on. And this is exactly what they do. The New World Order is Spectre. The New World Order is chaos. The New World Order is a bunch of corporate groups running around playing us off against each other. Look at these Siamese fighting fish, so stupid. But not all are stupid. Let me tell you, I'm not stupid. I don't want to have a civil war with the police and military. The globalists are planning it. When they blow stuff up and start the war, let's not have it. Let's not do it. Russia is now threatening to not pay central banks money back it owes if sanctions are put into place. Things are escalating in some ways, de-escalating in others. Let's go to Colin in Michigan, and then finally, Captain America. You're on the air, Colin. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call today, Alex. I've been listening to your show daily, I'd say, for about a year now, first-time caller. I want to touch on the mainstream news anchors, and I saw in Drudge Report today, MSNBC just can't figure out why their new babyface anchor can't pick up the young audience. So
oh, yeah. What's his name? Ronan Farrow or something?
Ronan Farrow or whatever. He used to work for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my gosh. It was Hillary Clinton's darling, Ronan Farrow, the young man only old people like. Young blue eyes fails to bring young viewers.
A little bit here today. All right. If there's one thing that people my age cannot stand is when you have been proven to be trying to pull the wool over our eyes and con us. So you've lost people like me for life on MSNBC when you fired Dylan Ratigan for telling the truth on air. And, I mean, they just trot out a new face and expect, oh, you know, he's 26, so all the 26-year-olds will start watching. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Well, look at how they thought Piers Morgan would be great, a redcoat. Yeah, I mean, if they had hired, like, some guy with a, you know, a low-class accent or whatever, like, hey, mate, how you doing? You don't need those old guns. Kind of a Long John Silver type. We might have turned our guns into him. Yeah, you're manly enough to not need those guns and let the government only have them. But because they got literally the snooty person that the Brits even hate, it shows their disconnect. I took one look at this twit when they put him on there last week and said he'll be a failure. But they're like, but Hillary likes him. And it's all how Hillary's a rock star and how sexy Hillary and Michelle Obama are. Do you think anyone in the world wants to hear about how sexy Hillary is all day? Of course everyone's tuning out of their... It's a joke. I mean, you know, Rachel Maddow. I mean, nobody wants to look at, a skinny guy, a woman all day long. We're sick of it. I mean, look at this new girl they put on, Ronan Farrow. Looks just like Rachel Maddow. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just that, I mean, and then you got, and it's been known to come out in the news where you got people like Ezra Klein and Ed Schultz and Fox News' Juan Williams go have these private meetings with Obama to discuss their strategy and their talking points. And then, you know, you expect people to tune in like you guys are doing real journalism. It's just hysterical. I mean, and then, like, on another side of it, too, I used to be in full disclosure back in, I'd say, around 2008, I voted for Obama because I got fooled, just like a lot of other people did my age.
Well, yeah, people are going to want to vote for a mainline neocon over Obama because it's like, Bush is bad, Obama's good. Obama's bad, this guy's good. And it just gets worse and worse.
I mean, and in my defense, too, what were my other options? I had John the Warmonger McCain, and then 2012, we had the elitist scumbag Mitt Romney. So, I mean, you know, what do you pick from? And I wanted to give Obama the benefit of the doubt because I watched all of his, you know, debates and his campaigns, and he's, you know, he gave great speeches. The guy's really great with a prepared speech, you know, but I mean, he didn't follow through on so many things. He was just...
That's right. He's a con. The whole thing's a con. Ed Schultz, though, looks like a force-fed hedgehog or something. Like demonic hedgehog trained to chew through the Constitution. I appreciate your call. Good points. Captain America, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Captain.
All right. I want to start out by just saying I didn't give myself the title Captain America. That was given to me by my friend Jay Leno many years ago because of my motorcycle.
Awesome, brother.
I met Jay at a hangout in Los Angeles where I used to live. I worked in the entertainment business. And Jay and I worked for the same company. I said, hey, Jay. He says, oh, you're Captain America. I says, no, the bike is Captain. Oh, no, you are. So that's how I got the title. It's not something I came up with. I didn't want to call myself that. It was given to me by him and other Americans. I've been all over the United States with my bike. It's red, white, blue. You might have seen it in Austin with flags on the back. And it really stands out. So I've been 40,000 miles across the United States. I'm retired. And all I do is tell people about InfoWars and about...
Let me ask you this. What do we search so we can show folks your bike on TV right now?
You might be able to on YouTube under Captain America Motorcycles. You might find it. Other people have found it there, too.
Awesome, brother. So tell me about Jay Leno or give me your take on stuff.
Jay has been a good friend for years, and I've asked him questions about political things, and he doesn't like to talk about it in public. But he did tell me, he said, you know, I'm not exactly what people think I am. He says, they might think I'm a liberal, they might think I'm a conservative, but they don't know. And he says, I try to keep that silent.
Well, no. I mean, I happen to know, I mean, I'll just say it from his crew and other people that have been behind the stage. He's a listener. In fact, I'm told Jay Leno listens at least once a week. So, Jay, stop worrying, bro. Come on the show. America will love you. Tell us how you got censored by Obama. Tell us what else is going on. Captain America, you've been holding a while. I'm going to come back to you. Stay there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Studies show that most people tune into radio shows, TV shows, internet websites that they agree with for affirmation. And we all do that. But I personally try to look at everything to really try to understand what's happening out there, what's going on. And the Democratic Party in this country is now the cutting edge of the societal takeover for the offshore corporations and banks to make the general public dependent. And they're trying to censor free speech. They are absolutely going after basic liberties that are out there. And the Republican Party leadership is just a component of them to make people think there's opposition. So the Tea Party is trying to take over, try to restore some basic common sense things we know work. Low taxes, smaller government, the biggest government in history, folks. It just keeps growing. That you can't raise the debt limit unendingly, and that raising the debt does raise the debt, even though Obama says it doesn't. We're just saying 2 + 2 = 4. They're saying it equals whatever they say. And in 1984, when O'Brien is torturing Winston for the Ministry of Truth, let me give you a newsflash, they didn't tell the truth, and he's there at the Ministry of Love where they torture you to death, he says, okay, do you want me to see 5 fingers, 10, 20? And suddenly he just sees hundreds of fingers. He can't even tell. And he goes, now you're cured. Now you don't know anything. You believe whatever I tell you. And they stop the torture, get him healed, take him to the Chestnut Cafe, give him synthetic crap gin, tell him it's real gin, synthetic crud shavings off the floor, you know, cigarettes. Tell him it's cigarettes. And he sits there on the telescreen watching, even though he'd just written the propaganda a month before they tortured him, that they'd never been at war with East Asia, but suddenly were at war with East Asia, and then they were in Africa and being defeated, but Big Brother had a genius plan and defeated them. And Winston sits there remembering that he'd even written it. And he knew it was all a lie. There was no war in Africa. But he didn't care. It was all real. He loved Big Brother, and he cried. And they took him out back and blew his head off, threw him in an incinerator, and pumped him out into the atmosphere. He'll never existed. It's beautiful. He thanked them. He wanted to die. He loved Big Brother. 2 + 2 = whatever Obama said. 2 plus 2 equaled a trillion. It equaled 10. It equaled 500. It equaled 4. It equaled 3. It equaled 2. It equaled nothing. Didn't matter if Obamacare doubled, triple prices. Didn't matter. Didn't matter if they put cancer viruses in your vaccine. Didn't matter. Didn't matter if the Democratic Party was the Ku Klux Klan, is the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, you got a big, arrogant, sociopath, narcissist, Schultz, sits up there on TV and says they never were connected to it, and I'm insane. Doesn't matter if I'm right. Doesn't matter if what I'm telling you is an informed fact. Ed Schultz controls reality. Of course, the truth is he's got a couple hundred thousand viewers. He doesn't control reality. So what are you guys going to do as the final domino falls that you don't control reality? What are you going to do about that? Well, you better put your head down between your legs and kiss your fat butt goodbye, politically, which I don't take any pleasure out of. If my dog craps on the rug, do you think I take pleasure scooping the crap up and putting it in a trash bag? No, it's a dirty chore looking at you, listening to your lies and how pathetic and weak and dishonorable you are. I'm not your enemy. You are literal dog crap to be cleaned off my shoes, Ed Schultz, Rachel Maddow. You are a disease. You are dishonorable. You are degenerate politically. And you prey on a poisoned, psychotronic, positronically brain-damaged public that's in a dream state. Oh, man, you're really manly. You are cancer. Bloated, old, big city politics, worn, dog-eared, stained, smelly playbook of the same tired, mindless lies that you guys formulaically sit there and run over and over again, giving yourselves high fives, telling you the public wants the same baloney over and over again. No, the public doesn't want the same baloney over and over again. The public wants outside the box. The public wants freedom. The public wants a future. The public wants a renaissance. The public wants enlightenment. The public wants empowerment. The public wants freedom. The public wants to explore, trailblaze, invent, and the public wants to fight and have war. And to challenge, and to see who really is the greatest. And so you organize war for us, don't you? Your fake sports games, and your simulated war, and your war on little third world countries, and all the rest of us. We can have rituals of manhood, only for a specialized class, before the robots replace them. You people are anti-human. You people should walk the plank politically. You people have just decided the whole future human course off some 170-year-old, 165-year-old eugenics plan developed by a bunch of syphilitic British royals. And just because you're in control, you think you must be geniuses. No, cancer can get control, as I've said 1,000 times, of a body, can run through it and take over. But you kill the experience. You end the game. You end the host, stupid. Stupid. You are in a symbiotic organism. That's what humanity is. Individuals that connect into a greater group. You should know that. You claim you're collectivist, but you're not true collectivist. You're a cancer eating the collective that's based on the individual vigor of the cells. And you are a cancer. You want to have that little epiphany for yourself? You think you're in there and you're in charge and people know who you are and you feel official and get to walk around your little TV screen. Everybody looks at you and you feel real big and you have these political enemies you're fighting with. And when you and your family, if this program goes through, look at your grandkids, Schultz. Look at your family, Maddow. Look at them and kiss them goodbye. Kiss them goodbye when this system goes into place. And you think, well, I know a lot of that's true, what he's saying, but you know, I need to go along with the system to protect my family. because that's how I'll be safe. No, that's not how you're going to be safe. You're going to be safe standing up, not looking at all the angles, not calculating what you think, but saying the right thing to do is to pull double short swords and start attacking and stabbing the New World Order. That's the answer. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer is to not think about the fight, but to win the fight and decide you're going to stomp the enemy into the ground politically. The answer is to realize we have a bankrupt political system with a Republican and Democratic leadership, hopeful that they can try to suppress the population. That's not going to work. Sitting on top of a giant tinderbox and hopelessly disconnected from reality. That's what's going on. Hopelessly disconnected from reality. I am not disconnected from reality, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just an average guy that's red-blooded and wants to live and be free. I'm going to your calls and special reports in a moment. But I know common sense, and I know survival, and I know how to be successful in life with other people. I know how to be successful in negotiations. I know how to be successful with men, with women, with children. I know how to be successful in a physical confrontation, and have been. I've been successful in art, in literature, and in changing culture. I am a success organically. I know how to fix things. And by the way, a plumber out there knows how to fix things, and an auto mechanic knows how to fix things, and a farmer knows how to fix things, and a mother, stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, they know how to fix things. We are the people that make this country run. We are good, and we don't want to be programmed by you. We want our hopes and dreams to float out into the great collective and to be judged by everyone else in free association, and may the best rise to the top so that we build a stairway to heaven together. Not what you are building. You're building an express elevator to hell. By every historical metric, we know where we're going. No one can deny that. It's incontrovertible. Well, I'm not speaking to MSNBC. I'm just speaking into the ether with that as an example of the fake progressive liberal movement that is the vanguard metastasizing thing that has shown up in our polar base here that's eating everyone. And I just am telling you, if you've got any humanity left, I guess you were chosen because you're empty and vapid, that you got to turn back. And the same thing for the Fox News people, CNN, CNBC, all of you. We're on the road to ruin here. And that's not a great rocket scientist announcement. That's known by every quarter there is. The difference is your answer is to collectivize and to wreck everything, because your instinct is to be greedy and dominate everyone. So you've created this weird Agenda 21 cosmology where it's some type of new economic system. It's not new. It's called feudalism, jackass. And your own elites at the Club of Rome call it feudalism. They call it new feudalism, neo-feudalism. I call it neo-feudalistic serfdom. Or neo-feudalistic fascism. By every metric, it is it. It is the thing. Not my opinion. Fact. You're a disease. You are poverty. You are corruption. You are the shuttering of competition. You are the opposite of a renaissance. You are a disaster zone. You are a dark age. You are an unholy, unworthy fraud of arrogant narcissists like the mayor of Austin, Lee Leffingwell. We've had scientists, doctors, Harvard scientists, you name it, with the reports, the science, the lowering IQs, the bone cancer. We're going to go to his balance report in a moment. And we go in there and they vote unanimously to buy millions of dollars or more hydrofluorosilicic acid to put in the water. We have insider whistleblowers. One whiff of it, you're dead. The public's drinking it. And Leffingwell, year after year we go, and he laughs at us. Hey, Leffingwell, they're taking it out in cities all over the U.S. and Canada and Europe. We're winning everywhere. And let me tell you, Leffingwell, one day you will be defeated on this issue as well. But this is an example to the world of their wall of hubris so people feel weak. Here is John Bowne's report on trying to get fluoride out of Austin.
Just for your information, it is a criminal offense to disrupt a public meeting. you persist in that kind of behavior, you can potentially be charged with that.
Criminal offense.
I wanted to let you know
We'd love to shut free speech down.
We're going with our discussion. There's a motion on the table. I want to say, following Councilmember Spellman's, we have listened to evidence on this subject for several years.
They're going to keep hearing it, too, punk.
Several years. Five, I'll accept five.
Like Reuters.
We have gone to the trouble to send
Harvard.
This item to a council committee and receive testimony from our health department here at the city.
Which is totally federally run.
From other experts. I even asked my dentist.
And the billion-dollar lobbying.
Was unequivocal. Yes, fluoride in the water.
The American Dental Association says none for kids.
Something that we should continue.
Really, my dad's a dentist. He says don't do it.
I heard no scientific evidence to the contrary. I'll support the motion.
That's a lie.
Once again, City Council had no qualms about issuing another four-year round of toxic chemicals into the Austin, Texas water supply.
Hydrofluorocinic acid has shown to have those symptoms, arthritis. I'm 23 years old. I shouldn't have signs of arthritis.
It's corrosive to the skin, eyes, and mucous membranes through direct contact, inhalation, or ingestion.
Dr. Philip Grandjean at the Harvard School of Public Health and Dr. Philip Landergren, a pediatrician at the Mount Sinai Medical School in New York City, commented, "The developing human brain is uniquely vulnerable to toxic chemical exposures. And major windows of developmental vulnerability occur in utero and during infancy and early childhood.
Chemical
the
weapon.
The fetus is not well protected against industrial chemicals.
Chemical weapon.
The placenta does not block the passage of environmental
even Time magazine just came out and said get fluoride out. Print me that.
Fetal
put it on screen.
And more
one
than
about
200
brain damage from chemicals
have been detected in umbilical cord blood.
Look at Leffing.
They conclude disorders of neurobehavioral development affect 10-15% of all births, and prevalence of autism spectrum disorder and attention deficit disorder.
That's Harvard,
seem
by the way.
To be increasing worldwide.
We're telling you the truth. It's not like those facts are made up. It's like this is a toxic chemical. It's not necessary in our water, and we're spending $2 million on this.
It's forced medication.
Water. All the research I've done, it's not good for us.
Regardless of those voices that were cut in half by Mayor Lee Leffingwell in violation of Articles 2527 and 2529 of the Austin City Code.
It's within our authority to limit testimony to any amount that we would choose, so I'll entertain a suggestion.
A unanimous vote awarded Florida-based Mosaic LLC up to $2,290,900 of taxpayer dollars to essentially poison themselves.
Poison control?
Yeah, I need to speak to somebody about fluoride. Should I be concerned about my child or myself swallowing this?
If they get more than a mouthful, you know, I would want you to call us. Otherwise,
that's poison control.
Normally, we just recommend have, you know, chew up some Tums or drink a glass of milk because that helps bind up the fluoride.
Okay. Well, I also read that the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, allows this amount in a single glass of drinking water. If my kid drinks more than one glass of water per day, should I call you?
I wouldn't expect so, no. I was going to say I'm not
no,
sure.
No, because I've been drinking
Doesn't that
it.
Make sense, though?
Yeah, no, I understand. Your logic is perfectly, yeah. I mean, it makes complete sense to me.
The council members are not ignorant of the consequences of water fluoridation. Back in 2011, fluoridation expert Dr. Paul Connett and dentist Dr. E. Griffin Cole presented fact after indisputable fact to the council.
They cited a review in 1993, and as you've already seen, their proposal that fluoridation was coming, tooth decay was coming down in the United States because the percentage of the population drinking fluoridated water was going up was either totally incompetent, meaning they weren't aware of the World Health Organization data, which showed that these declines were going on in nearly every country, whether it was fluoridated or not.
But in the end, the love affair with the aluminum and phosphate mining industries won the day. Since 1945, 69 years later, fluoride, a topical medication, continues to be ingested by the majority of the United States of America.
And to educate yourself and your family, please visit PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsStore.com.
Great job, and you want to see the report without my commentary. The video just went up on InfoWars.com in HD. Special report, city pays $2 million for poison. Leffingwell flips the camera off directly during the vote and then laughs at everyone. And then that's the thing about it. It's so funny to him. It's hilarious. We're getting it pulled out everywhere, punk. Now, even Time Magazine says it's giving people bone cancer. Get out of the water. By the way, the FDA ordered it out of all pesticides last year. That's New York Times. So you understand that, punk. Understand that. They will not force us. We will be victorious. And let Bellamy of Muse tell them. By the way, I want to tell the punk, arrogant, narcissist mayor something of Austin. You may get to go to Formula One because you sold the city out and hang out with some guys that have helicopters. But you don't have people like Matt Bellamy who are fans of you, punk. And I'm not bragging about me. That's just an example of how my show is popular. Liberty is popular. You, the little arrogant mayor of Austin, and the other people like him around the country are a joke. You're a political class that think you're movie stars, just like the politicians. And we're sick of all of you. We have the video and the photo of the mayor flipping people off and laughing at scientists as he spends almost $3 million on rat poison to put in the water. That video is up on Infowars.com. Here's some of the other ones. Facebook considers new restrictions on gun conversations. That's what AI computers can do, folks. Go read that. That's breaking. It's huge. Oh, my God. Texas cop upholds oath to Constitution. Officer chats it up with open carry advocates instead of harassing them. That's a good story about cops not being enemies of America. Also, special report. Again, I mentioned that. City pays $2 million for poison. 10-year-old suspended for pointing finger like a gun. The thought crime continues, like a guy that accidentally put a beer in his lunch because it looked like a Coke he was getting. And he went and told him at the school, I accidentally put a beer in here, so they kicked him out of school. Zero tolerance in Texas. It's all part of the mindlessness. Russia, we won't repay the bankers if U.S. imposes sanctions. That's some of what's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And fight back with the fluoride shirts we sell that explain there's poison in the water. They'll strike up conversations. Fight back by supporting media organizations that are aware of what's going on. Fight back by getting the Pro One filters we have. 10% off promo code WATER. The best filter out there, stainless steel for the price. It's what I use that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate, you name it. Put filters on your shower, folks. A lot of it goes through your skin. Don't let these guys that know full well what it's doing do this. A lot of them are just useful idiots that can't believe it's a eugenics program, even though it's declassified and the White House Science Czar admits it, even if Harvard admits it, because they just can't admit the system's evil. Regardless, though, protect yourself. Get the Pro One systems. Promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. Let's go to Ivan in Moscow talking about the Ukraine. I would have gone to you earlier. Sorry, I didn't see you calling long distance there, Ivan. What's your take on the situation in the Ukraine right now?
Hi.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to say something about Donbass region. And the situation there, I think it is played down not only by Ukraine, but in Russia also. Because the people in Donbass region have elected a new governor, not through election, but they gathered in a really big crowd and stormed a government building, and they're now taking control of Donbass. And Pavel Gubarev, this governor, is not only against Kiev nationalists, but also against oligarchs that are taking control of the eastern regions.
So you're saying that you think it's legitimate. I mean, how do you know if a couple hundred thousand people hit the streets out of millions that it then is allowed to overthrow an elected government?
Well, I follow blogs on this, mainly in Live Journal, the most popular, it can probably be checked.
No, but that's okay. But you're saying as a Russian, or I guess you're in Moscow, or I'm guessing you're a Russian, correct me if I'm wrong, you think the new government's good?
I think so.
Well, I mean, I know the Russian back group had a lot of corruption. I'm not saying that. I just tend to see George Soros climbing around, you know, Like, it'd be a beautiful cake, but if George Soros, a rotten possum, was sitting in the middle of it, it kind of ruins it, you know. But maybe possum's delicious, delectable, political, you know, Nazi collaborator. But I mean, maybe you're right. I appreciate your input, Ivan. We'll be back in overdrive with Dr. Jason and others.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we'll have to continue this discussion live on air because the Army of Liberty never sleeps. But Don Salazar was in here talking to me during the one-minute break, and I'm going to have to continue talking to him on air now. Don, this is an excellent article you've had up for 30 minutes, and I'm sorry I didn't hit refresh on InfoWars. I should have covered this more. This is a powerful article, but it's even worse than what you're saying. I mean, the headline would be, Bloomberg moves to ban First Amendment, you know, gun speech. Or I mean, this is huge. Bloomberg openly is working to stop people promoting the Second Amendment on Facebook. That is a civil rights violation, criminal attack on free speech. I mean, great article. I mean, your headlines, Facebook considers new restrictions on gun conversations, but social media giant working with gun grabbers to censor support for Second Amendment. That's great headlines. We need to come up with something that it's so horrible, I can't even come up with words. I'm actually speechless right now because I read the article earlier in the break before last and then this one. And I'm now at the point of hyperventilation here. This is the top story on the news tonight. Facebook, because they agree here. They agree here. So I guess they're going to do it now. Facebook, I mean, the headline is Bloomberg works with Facebook to ban First Amendment. And then Bloomberg wants Facebook to ban pro-gun speech. I mean, it's sensationally horrible. I mean, and then under it, something like social media giant, working with groups to censor support for Second Amendment. That's it. I mean, this is sensational. I'm begging everyone to email this out to everybody. I want our top story on Facebook. Can we put it on Facebook? Sure. Make sure it's our top thing. I'll tweet it out right now. Emergency alert. Gun grabbers move to ban First Amendment. I mean, this is red alert, insane land. I am right now absolutely blown away. I may have to continue on with overdrive indefinitely. This is just, it never ends. Moms demand action and mayors against illegal guns. Spent the past month pressuring Facebook to censor gun-themed fan pages. Oh, my God. The company finally agreed to reconsider its current policies, according to the anti-gun publication VentureBeat. An insider told the publication that the opening talks between the gun control groups and Facebook were progressing and that they have already made agreements yet to be disclosed. Oh, my God. Moms Demand Action, which is like three people in San Antonio against our thousands, and they started to try to a fight with me on video, which publicly partnered with MAIG in December began to pressure Facebook last month to change its stance on firearms. Well, it's already pretty anti-gun. So there you go. You got all sorts of harassment against guns. Oh, my. That goes into all of it. I am just dumbfounded right now. I am poleaxed. I mean, I should have known it was coming. I mean, when they get the guns, they're going to ban everything else. Don't people understand? These are flaming authoritarian cancer cyst. Metastasizing. I mean, just look at Bloomberg, a flaming scumbag control freak. Look at Michael Moore, a flaming authoritarian dirtbag with six armed bodyguards. Just look at all of them, a ruling class of kleptocrats preying on us, God help us, wrapping themselves, festooning themselves in this disgusting pro-liberal, we're the moral high ground, posing disgusting. Oh, just get them out of my life. Try sucking my money to get it in corporate welfare. Sucking off me, you bloated, degenerate scum, the entire class of kleptocratic, gibbering, narcissistic, cancerous filth like Lee Leffingwell. Get me out of this. I mean, he's just so sick of all of you with your criminal instincts. Jason, Mark, Jay, Mike, we're coming back. I'm going to all of you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was here looking at articles on Infowars.com right before the main show ended. We're in overdrive now. And I saw Don Salazar's, oh my God, Texas couple upholds oath to the Constitution. And above it, Facebook considers new restrictions on gun conversations. And I got a Don in here saying change the article. It's actually Kit Daniels' article. I'm going to go back to your calls. But I was reading it and going over the Democratic Party type websites where mayors against illegal guns headed up by the anti-American Bloomberg and the moms demand action, all five of them, because I've actually been out to the events where there's literally two moms and one dad. They started a fight with me in San Antonio when we had thousands out open carrying. So I wanted to get you guys in. This is a good headline, Kit, but this is so sensational. It's, what was the headline I came up with?
Bloomberg works with Facebook to restrict free speech.
That was it, yeah. Bloomberg working with Facebook. Bloomberg moves. The headline that we came up with, Bloomberg asked Facebook to restrict pro-gun speech. I think that's it. Or to restrict pro-gun First Amendment. And then basically social media giant working with gun grabbers. Social media giant in talks with anti-gunners to censor support for Second Amendment. That's it. This is sensational. And it shows how all these groups have been wanting to go up to free speech. We're seeing Democrats say arrest people that criticize them, all of this. Kit, what do you make of this?
Well, like you mentioned, I was with you in San Antonio during the when we crashed that gun control rally, which was, like you said, only five people. And what?
Well, to be technical, we had our own with 1,500 or so. We went down to cover it. We're very polite. It's on video. And then was it really five? It was like two women and one man, and then some guy with a beard who thought he was tough.
I think I'm being a little too nice by saying five.
Don't exaggerate. I think it was three, but go ahead.
But one thing
they were getting international attention.
Yes. And one thing with that, what you mentioned with them getting international attention, but combined with what I noticed there was that these gun control groups, they are top down. They're not grassroots. Moms Demand Action, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, these are all top down groups. I mean, these are absolutely not.
They're all funded by offshore banks that hijack the country.
Absolutely. These are all.
These are literally enemy agents.
I mean,
they'll have some useful idiot, you know, who had a family member killed by some bad person. But instead of blaming the bad person, what if they were in China and got stabbed? Mm-hmm. Going to ban knives? Want my knife now?
Exactly.
Don, just go ahead and grab that mic and get over there. It's fine. Go ahead and just grab it. Just pick it up. Right like this and just talk to the people out there. What's your take on this?
Well, it just goes to show that what we've been reporting on, Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, is actually going after Second Amendment free speech and the right to bear arms in general.
That's right. The governor, Cuomo, said, if you're pro-gun, just get out of the state.
Right, exactly.
These are thug scumbags.
That's right.
Will Americans put up with this?
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case here. I think people are putting up with it. That's why they're allowed to go this far with Facebook and restrict what people post.
But as the worse that it gets, I think more people are waking up to it. I think we're seeing a rise of liberty and resistance.
Absolutely. Well, great job with this report. And I'd change the headline and make it more hardcore because this is outrageous. That they admit, don't worry, we're going to shut down these pro-gun sites that are beating us. I mean, this is outrageous!
Yes, it is.
Listen, it's illegal to try to stop my free speech. That's a civil rights violation. It's illegal to try to stop me from voting. It's illegal what they're doing. These people are seditious worms. Everybody should get up. People are like, man, Alex is really angry. Angry? They want to gag me now? They want to take my speech? That is an assault. The only thing worse than that, just unplug my headset, the only thing worse than that is taking your kids or something. I mean, these people are authoritarians. Anything else, Adon? Because you wrote the article. I'm joking. It was Kit Daniels. Go ahead.
No, everybody should be aware that Mayors Against Illegal Guns is actually going after guns, like we reported last month.
Came out in the documents. Tell folks about that.
That's right. Let's see. There was published documents that Mayors Against Illegal Guns was going after guns. What was that
document? It was mayors went public and said, we're in closed door meetings. They plan on trying to confiscate once they get the list, which is what Mayor Pro Tem Mike Martinez said here in Austin.
And then the New York Assemblyman last year, McLaughlin, also said behind closed doors, Democrats' proposals were...
And the Democrats said, do not publish that paper you have.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there it is. Mayors leave Bloomberg's gun confiscation organization in droves. They kind of copied our article 2 weeks ago. Remember you guys wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess a day later.
That's right, yeah.
They did that. That's good. I'm glad Town Hall did that. That's our job, even if we don't get credit, is to get people to realize what's going on. Well, great job, gentlemen. Thank you. I want to go all out with this. You know, now Bloomberg wants to ban pro-gun speech. That's probably the headline. Pressures Facebook to end First Amendment. Okay. I mean, that's it. That's it. Good job, guys. I want this top news tonight, and I want the reporters to go with this. This is big. I mean, we need to ban free speech now. That's the trendy thing to do. Good job. Man, I tell you, folks, this has just absolutely got me boiling right now. Let's go ahead and go to some calls. Jason in Florida, thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I've got a friend of family who their husband is working for FEMA, and they were going around building houses in devastated areas. Then they were called off not to build houses anymore. They were told to go ahead and start looking for quote-unquote common endangered ants. And if they were to find these ants, they were to, and this is on new construction areas, and this is in Colorado. If they were to find these quote-unquote endangered ants, they were to tell everybody to cease and desist of any kind of new building on these lands.
Wow, so that is, I'd like to see news articles. So that's now, like they called suckerfish that are not even indigenous, that are invasive, as a way to shut off lake water in areas of California and southern Oregon. That's amazing. And so you're saying it's Agenda 21 now where FEMA is actually running around as Enviro spies?
Yeah, that's basically what it sounds like to me. I mean, when I first heard it, that was screaming Agenda 21 to me, just basically reclaiming the land. So, I'm trying to get more information on it. Like I said, it came straight from his wife's mouth, and he stays out of the state for months on end. So, and he's basically got more phone conversation with him than he does actual contact. So, he gives her all kinds of information because he thinks that she's not going to tell anybody.
Very interesting. Well, get some documentation, do an article for us, or shoot a video or something. Everybody is a reporter. We've got to document all this. I mean, I've seen some stuff about FEMA and the Green Police, so it's very interesting. I'll have to look into it. But more and more, they'll go, we think this suckerfish is important, or this bird that's not even endangered now. They don't even, like, the Environmental Protection Agency is always getting caught. And different groups dumping out an endangered animal in an area they're not even in so they can then take something off use so that the land owned by Rockefeller or whatever next door is double pricing. And that's how they create artificial scarcity. That's all it is. Mike in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, brother.
Thanks, brother. What's on your mind today?
You know, calling from California, I wanted to touch on this junk gun legislation that they are ramping up. I think you guys covered it last week. Basically, California is deeming basically all sorts of semi-auto pistols as being not safe, and manufacturers then have to pay inordinate amounts of money to get the guns analyzed and then approved to be on the approved list. That on top of the micro-stamping legislation, they're just trying to drive guns out. California is a big state. Want to get your take on that.
No, that's it. There's a war on the manufacturers, the owners, the ammo, the last lead smelting got shut down by them. They're shutting everything down because then only their little corporations and businesses can still operate. It is a mafia operation. Great points. Appreciate your call, Mike. I mean, it's happening. It's a criminal takeover. I just keep saying red alert, red alert. Mark in Indiana, probably last caller we have time for. Sorry to the others. And we'll talk to Jay, the whistleblower, if we get back another day, or we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get to Jay. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, Alex says, I was in a little town in Indiana, and I had a running light out on my car, so the police pulled me over, and I had one of your bumper stickers on there, you know, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cop wouldn't even come up to the window. He made me open the door and hand my driver's license and my permit or license.
So how did it end?
He thanked me for giving him my concealed carry license. And he was nice about it.
So how did it end? Did he leave you alone?
Yeah, he left me alone.
Now, in my experience, most police are actually pro-liberty. I mean, I know there's bad ones out there. We criticize them, but in my experience, on average, they're more awake than the public. So that's why it's hard to criticize them. Even though I do, when bad ones do stuff, I keep finding the police are more awake than most people. But interesting. Appreciate your call, Mark. Jay, you got 60 seconds. What are you a whistleblower on?
Okay, Alex. I'm a long-time listener to your show. I watched all your movies.
Well, that's awesome. I just have to decide if I'm going to keep going into overdrive. What is the whistleblowing on?
Basically, my job was or is that I get to listen to certain conferences with big corporations, and I was listening into a certain conference with I call it a eugenics company, but I guess it's genetics. And basically, what they talk about and what the only thing they talk about is the bad things their medications do, or let's say they were talking a lot about.
Well, I mean, listen to the drug ads. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to do one more segment. I'm going to come back to you, Jay. No, I'm going to come back to Jay to hear what his whistleblowing is straight ahead. And I want to get to Johnny too, but I got a ton of work I got to get done, and the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But we'll be back. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, going back to the whistleblower, Jay, and I guess, I don't know what his job is as a consultant or as a reporter, or as, it's a lot of corporate intelligence out there, a lot of jobs where folks listen to conferences or spy on the competition, but he's listening to a big pharma conference, or I guess watching it on a webcam, or maybe he was there, and he's saying they were talking about how horrible all their drugs are for people. Well, turn on these ads in like 10 seconds. It's so wonderful and great, though it'll kill you. The problem is you go into the reps and they will lie. You go into the nurse and go, does the flu shot hurt me? Oh, no side effects, sir. You get the insert. It says it can kill you. And here's an article on that subject out of CBS News. Pro-vaccine efforts debunking autism myths may be scaring wary parents from shots. Translated, and it's a big study out, the media is so untrusted that when they say take shots, they're safe. No one will take them. Oh, man, that is absolutely hilarious. That is absolutely redonkulous that things like this are going on. I mean, it's just you people really are a joke. Let's go ahead and go back to Jay. Jay, encapsulate, my friend, what you heard them say. Go ahead and say the name of the conference. I don't care. Tell us why you do it. It's not a whistleblower. People think of whistleblowing. Whistleblowing is releasing classified stuff because you're exposing a crime, and they're not even supposed to go after that. But just talking about what you saw in your daily life is not whistleblowing. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, at the end of this conference, all they talked about was the retinal degeneration. If you want to get somebody to be dependent on this government and on health, on this new healthcare system that they're trying to impose, the main way to do it was to make people sick or to make people blind, because either one would make them completely dependent on this so-called Obamacare. But the big applause, I guess, and the people listening to this conference were funders of this organization. And they didn't care about the deficit. There was a huge deficit, huge spending, and this is taxpayers' money. And all they cared about was the retinal degeneration, the negative effects of whatever they were doing, and they were talking about how to get it to a larger population. They were talking about pipelines. They were talking about a large amount of things. Basically,
well, when they call it a pipeline, that's the new freedom initiative of how to get to the kids with it. But yeah, these companies, Bayer, all of them on record, their mission is to kill people. And it doesn't mean there aren't good drug companies, even good drugs put out by some of these bad companies. It's that a lot of times covertly, like with Dalcon Shield, it isn't really an IED that helps a woman not have a baby. It ends up sterilizing you. And that's the whole issue, is like they say something does one thing, and it does, but it also does B, C, D, E, F, G. And it does a whole other grouping of things. And it's very, very frustrating. What else was going on? I mean, I wish you'd give us a better idea of what pharma it was, what the drug was, what they were talking about.
I've gotten to listen to conferences on pharma, big pharma, Obamacare.
Well, what's your job? Why do you do this? I'm just curious. What's the reason?
It's basically, I don't want to be called a telemarketer, but what I do is, like, you know what your screeners do? They basically pick up calls, place a person in the radio show. Basically, I would place people into a conflict.
You're someone that's guiding people into the big pharma conference, and so you're getting to hear the vampires meet and hop around and do their normal behavior. All right, good job. Good to hear that information. You might be considered a corporate whistleblower then, because I'm sure you're signed stuff that you're not supposed to talk about what you heard. Folks, it's all in the inserts. I mean, oh, boy. Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate that. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We are funded by viewers and supporters like you. And I really appreciate all of you out there. I'm sorry the other callers in Utah and Alabama and Florida. Call me back tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be here. And Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a year, get over 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, you're funding the very tip of the spear of free speech. Get the new War on Men March issue of the magazine about the chemicals and biologicals and the food and water and what's going on with that. Hard copy magazine at cost, you can buy in bulk. We have the new Molon Labe t-shirt, Come and Take It, available at maiden1776.com. These shirts are made in America. That funds the operation, InfoWarsLife.com. And most importantly, get the article that's up on InfoWars.com right now. Facebook moves to restrict free speech. In fact, I changed the headline to Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech. Facebook now working with former New York mayor to censor support for Second Amendment online. Unprecedented. I'm going to put it up on Facebook as our top story. Please like it. Get it out to everyone. Let's expose this rat bastard. This un-American piece of filth. Bloomberg and all the rest of them. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow. Please pray for the transmission.